10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 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 Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh, rapid roar, that stock car boy, he eat too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I say, baby. He got another one that just say, hey. But every Sunday afternoon, he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Roy, that stock car boy, he the best driver in the land. He say that he learned to race a stock car by running shine out of Alabama. Oh, the demolition derby and the figure eight is easy money on the bank compared to running from the man in Oklahoma City with a 500-gallon tank. Oh, rapid roar, that stock car boy, he too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes.
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in Durka, walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Yeah. Hey, every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're round it. Everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Three minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, yeah, yeah. We're gonna levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating.
Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
A pleasant day for baseball in Frisco, Texas. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody, as we hit the second half of this series, the final of the first half of the 2023 season. The Frisco Rough Riders rematch with the Springfield Cardinals today, the AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers and the St. Louis Cardinals, respectively. So far, it's been all Springfield this series. They have claimed the first three games of this week, including a 3-2 nail-biter last night, in which the Rough Riders found themselves down by two in the ninth inning, scored one run, and had the tying run at second base, but did fall in the ball game yesterday. Never did hold a lead yesterday or the day before. Had the lead the whole game on Tuesday, but gave it up in the ninth inning. And so we head into game four with Frisco still looking for the first win of this series. The Rough Riders are 28-37 on the season, and Springfield on a three-game win streak, they're 34-32. Edgar Escobar is on the mound today for the Springfield Cardinals, his 21st appearance of the season. He's been mostly out of the bullpen, but his last three games have been in the starting rotation. He is 7-2 on the year, and his win-loss record, an ERA of exactly 4. His third year with the Springfield Cardinals, and gets the start today against Frisco. New guy on the mound today for the Rough Riders, well, sort of new. Noah Bremer takes the hill. First start of this season. Just got activated not long ago, brought up to Frisco after returning from Tommy John surgery. He was pitching in the rookie ball level. Used to pitch for Frisco back in 2021, and so he makes his way back to the AA level in his 2023 AA debut tonight for the former University of Washington Husky. So Noah Bremer and Edgar Escobar on the mound today for their respective clubs. Our pregame guest today is Josh Hatcher, who just made his own AA debut 2 days ago with a base hit yesterday and the day before, his first two games with the Frisco Rough Riders. Just got drafted last year out of Kennesaw State, a native of Kennesaw, Georgia. And Josh Hatcher joins us when we return on the pregame show ahead of a 7:05 first pitch in game four of this series. Stay tuned for Josh Hatcher when we return. Zach Bigley and Josh Warden on the call. Thanks for joining us on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Looking forward to game four here in this series between the Springfield Cardinals and the Frisco Rough Riders here at Riders Field, joined by Josh Hatcher, newly joined this team here this week with the Frisco Rough Riders. Josh, been fun to see you here at the AA level. I'm sure it was fun just to get that call up and experience a new level of baseball. What was that like, first of all, just to get the call, to know you're moving up beyond the high A level and come up to Frisco?
It was awesome getting that call. It's something you work really hard for and that you're just hoping happens and you're just waiting on to happen. And like, it was surreal. It's just another stepping stone in my career and my journey, hopefully. And I mean, now I'm here and I'm just really excited.
How did the team or the skipper tell you that you were coming up to Frisco?
I went back home after our game on Sunday. I live in Kennesaw, Georgia. It's only about 3 hours and 45 minutes from Hickory, and we had a day game, and I went home for that Father's Day to see my pops and to see my girlfriend. And that next Monday, he called me around lunchtime and asked what I was doing, and I showed him I was hanging out and chilling, and then he was like, well, try to get here. You know, you're going to – we're sending you to Frisco. You're going to Double A. So I was just back home.
When you made your debut a couple days ago, your very first at-bat got a base hit. Tell me about the feelings you had. Were you thinking in your first at-bat, thinking, this is my first Double-A at-bat, or were you trying to not really be conscientious of that? What was going on mentally?
I mean, no, I was thinking about it. You know, obviously you come out here and that's what you're thinking about. You're like, I'm here in Double-A. Let's get it going, you know. But really after the first pitch, when the game started over at first base, it was just like taking everything in. And then after the first pitch, it was just baseball again, you know.
Well, there's part one of our conversation with Josh Hatcher, former Mississippi State and Kennesaw State product, now with the Frisco Rough Riders, who had a base hit in his first Double-A game and his second as well, having just joined the Frisco Rough Riders earlier this week. We'll talk some more about his path through the minor leagues and some stuff he does outside of baseball in tomorrow's pregame show, part two of that conversation before game five of the series. But the fourth game in the series tonight, 7:05, the first pitch. We'll give you the starting lineups when we return. Frisco and Springfield rematch it again today right here on the Riders Baseball Network.
After two glorious decades of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, it's time to celebrate the 20th anniversary weekend. In the first 3 days of September, Riders Field will travel back in time to 2003 with a blast from the past spectacular. Come out to the ballpark for throwback giveaways Friday through Sunday, September 1st through 3rd, with an alumni autograph session on Saturday. Many former players will be at Riders Field for the 20th anniversary weekend, so book your tickets now to make sure you're here too. Let's ride!
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday the 4th of July with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, just a few more minutes until first pitch between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Springfield Cardinals for the fourth game out of this six-game set between Frisco and Springfield right here at Riders Field. Here's the starting lineups for both clubs right as the managers walk out of their respective dugouts to meet at home plate and turn over the lineup cards to each other. Here is what those lineup cards say. Beginning with the Springfield Cardinals, Jose Lahaire, their skipper, starts out his card with the shortstop, Archimedes Gamboa, hitting .235 on the year. Batting second, and the second baseman, Nick Dunn, hitting third, and the catcher, Pedro Páez. The cleanup hitter and the first baseman, Chandler Redmond, leading the team with 54 runs batted in. Hitting in the five hole for Springfield, Noah Mendlinger. He will play right field tonight. Then it's Irving Lopez riding a seven-game hitting streak. The 27-year-old plays left field tonight. Then batting seventh, the third baseman, Jacob Buschberger. Hitting in the eight hole and the designated hitter, Wade Stouse, getting his first playing time of this series. Hitting in the nine hole and the center fielder is Justin Turner. And on the mound today again for Springfield, Edgar Escobar. His counterpart is Noah Bremer for the Rough Riders. Carlos Cardoza, the first-year manager for Frisco, as his lineup filled out, the leadoff hitter for Frisco and the designated hitter, Evan Carter. Good to see him back at the top of the lineup after making a back off the injured list a couple days ago and now in the leadoff role for the first time in 3 weeks. Batting second and the shortstop is Luis Angel Acuna with a .301 average and leading the team with 17 doubles. batting in the three hole for Frisco. And the first baseman, the Major League rehabber, Brad Miller, gets his third game played since joining the Rough Riders on his rehab assignment. He's followed by Thomas Ajayi, batting cleanup, and the second baseman on an 11-game hitting streak for the Rough Riders. He leads the team with a batting average of 302. Hitting fifth and the left fielder is Aaron Zavala, batting sixth, and the center fielder is Kellen Strom. Then it's Trevor Hover hitting seventh and playing right field. And the backstop tonight is Liam Hicks catching and hitting eighth. And Jax Biggers bats ninth and plays the hot corner. So again, that's Carter, Acuna, Miller, Sajasi, Zavala, Strom, Hover, Hicks, and Biggers for a team that's trying to come back from a 3-2 loss last night for Springfield. Three runs on eight hits, no errors. And the Rough Riders with two runs on seven hits and one error in last night's ball game. Not a ton of offense yesterday for a fairly well-pitched ball game with Ryan Garcia and Logan Gregg on the mound for their respective teams. Especially for Frisco, it was the bullpen that kept things close with no runs allowed off of the relievers for Frisco yesterday. There was only one extra base hit for each team in last night's affair, and Springfield ended up winning it 3-2. It was just their fourth win of the year when they have scored three runs or less. They were 3-20 on the season when scoring three or fewer runs, but they did win yesterday 3-2, the final score to claim the first three games of this series, and they assure at least a series split with the Rough Riders here this week as we close up shop in the first half of 2023. Game four of the series is on tap right after this break. Zach Bigley has the play-by-play when we return. 7:05 first pitch on the Riders Baseball Network.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
We've seen...
Acuna wins it for the Rough Riders.
Up to the wall, and that ball is out of here. Chris sees homers again.
Nick Tanaloo with his second homer of the inning.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Swing and a drive, deep right field. It's long gone for a grand slam.
And Acuna hammers a breaking ball deep to left field. This one is grand.
A fly ball into left center field with some carry. Onya to the warning track. It's out of here!
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strawman, he's under it. He makes the catch. The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Warden.
On a gorgeous Friday night, it's the Frisco Rough Riders and the Springfield Cardinals from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Hi, everybody. Alongside Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley, and very happy to have you along. It's game four of this six-game series of the Rough Riders looking for their first victory as they turn to Noah Bremer on the mound, who's making his first Rough Riders appearance in 646 days. He's ready to go against Archimedes Gamboa, and the first pitch of the game is on the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1, and we are underway at 7:05 in the p.m., right on time here in Frisco. Bremer back into his wind in the 0-1. It's just low off the outside corner with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's one ball and one strike on Gamboa, the shortstop. Bremer making his return from Tommy John surgery, the 1-1. Low off the outside edge, and it's two balls and one strike. Made four rehab appearances with the Arizona League Rangers. And now he's back in a Rough Riders uniform for the first time since September 15th, 2021. The 2-1. At the bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's 2-2 on Gamboa. The Rough Riders coming into today's game at 28-37 on the year. Springfield at 34-32. Bremer squares his shoulders towards the third base bag, winds in the 2-2. It's low and away. Three balls, two strikes on Gamboa. The Rough Riders having lost the first three games of this series to Springfield on a three-game losing streak, including falling last night 3-2 to the Cardinals. The 3-2, swing and a miss. He got him. Welcome back, Noah Bremer. He strikes out the first man he sees back in a Rough Riders uniform off surgery, and Nick Dunn makes his way to the plate. A 94-mile-an-hour exclamation point up and away. He strikes out Archimedes Gamboa, and Nick Dunn, who has been on fire at the plate, stands in from the left side. Bremer back into his wind in the offering. It's fouled away left side, 0-1. Dunn 7-for-16 in the series, and in his last five games, he's 13-for-26, a .500 average, leading the Texas League in batting average this month in June. The 0-1, breaking ball low of the zone, and it's one ball and one strike. Defense behind Noah Bremer looks like this. It's Aaron Zavala in left, Kellen Strom in center, and Trevor Hopper roams in right field. Bremer winds back in the 1-1. Swinging a line drive on one hop to short. Acuna's got a chest high, sets his feet, flings it on to first, and retires Dunn. Two away. Pedro Páez makes his way to the plate. Jax Biggers has third base. We just heard from Acuna at short. Thomas Sejasi at second. Major League rehabber Brad Miller at first base. And Liam Hicks does the catching for Bremer in his return to Frisco. Páez, right-handed batting catcher, the first pitch. Sears the outside corner, upper edge for a strike, and it's 0-1. Ben Engstrand, our crew chief, has balls and strikes behind the plate. Nate Diedrich is our first base umpire. Matt McKendry at third, the 0-1. Dips low of the zone, and it's one ball and one strike. Our first pitch temperature, 82 degrees and sunny, with 12-mile-an-hour winds listing their way out to left field. Bremer has his sign. The 1-1. Breaking ball hit in the air to right field. This one backing Hover. Just a couple steps. Now trots in. Makes the catch. And the side comes to a close in 1-2-3 fashion for Noah Bremer. What a return to the mound for the Berkeley, California native. No runs, hits, airs. Nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning. It's the Cardinals nothing and the Riders up next on the Riders Baseball Network. The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the first inning, Rough Riders send Evan Carter, Luis Angel Acuna, and Major League Rehabbing Brad Miller to the plate against Edgar Escobar. Rough Riders and Cardinals no score. The Rangers' number one prospect, Evan Carter, leads it off in front of a great crowd on this Friday night. Escobar winds back and offers home. Simmers it high of the zone, and it's one ball and no strikes to Carter on a fastball at 93 miles an hour. Escobar, 6'1", 220-pound, 26-year-old, squares his shoulders to the plate. The Cuban native winds back in the 1-0. Carter checks his swing, just watches it high, and he was able to hold up. It's two balls and no strikes. Ciudad Habana, Cuban native, pitching in his third season with the Springfield Cardinals. 2-0 toss. Inside, three balls, no strikes. Spent 2021 as a reliever for the St. Louis affiliate. Then made 20 starts a season ago, and he's making his fourth start, his 21st appearance this year. 3-0. Inside corner, a strike. It's 3-1 on Carter. On this season, 7-2 with a 4 ERA on the dot. He peels back into his wind, the 3-1. Swinging a chopper up the middle right to the shortstop, Gamboa, who's got it behind the bag. Fires to first and retires Carter. One away in the first inning for Acuna. No score, Rough Riders and Cardinals. Escobar not only making his fourth start, but his fourth consecutive start. All of his appearances in June have been as a starting pitcher. First offering to Acuna. He swings, grounds it hard to the right side, takes a nice hop for Dunn into his chest, and he fires to first to get Acuna two outs. There are ground ball outs for Escobar. That brings Brad Miller to the plate. Left-handed hitting. Major League rehabber who's 0-for-8 in two games so far with the Rough Riders during this rehab stint. Escobar has his sign. He winds and fires. Miller swings, spanks it to right center field. Mendlinger back to the warning track. He's there, and he makes the catch. It's an easy 1-2-3 inning for Edgar Escobar. Rough Riders down quietly. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. And it's a very easy 7-pitch frame for the right-hander. We go to the top of the second. No score between the Rough Riders and the Cardinals on the Riders Baseball Network. You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years. From rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping. Or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves, to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
We're in the top half of the second inning. The Rough Riders and Cardinals no score. Noah Bremer goes to work against Chandler Redmond, Noah Mendlinger, and Irving Lopez. Bremer with a 12-pitch 1-2-3 first inning. And the first offering to Redmond. Breaking ball catches the outer edge of strike, and it's 0-1. Noah Bremer, a 4-pitch pitcher. He'll go fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup. The 0-1. Off the plate away, and it's 1-1. With the Rough Riders in 2021, he mostly came out of the bullpen, 22 appearances. The pitch. Swinging a fly ball into deep left center field. Strom back to the warning track. He's at the fence, leaps up, and it's gone. The league-leading 19th home run for Chandler Redmond. And it's 1-0 St. Louis, or I should say Springfield, in the second inning. St. Louis Cardinals affiliate taking the lead first here in the second. Solo home run, 392 feet, 103 miles an hour off the bat. And Noah Mendlinger steps in. The first pitch is fouled straight back. It's 0-1. 1-0 Springfield. Mendlinger 3-for-11 in the series. He's in from the left side against the right-hander Bremer. The 0-1. Breaking ball tapped off the plate up the first baseline. Miller collects and takes it to the first base bag himself. One away, and Irving Lopez steps in. With the Rough Riders in 2021, Bremer 22 appearances, 7 starts. Went 5-4 on the season with a 4.48 ERA. And he looked like he was going to be back with the Rough Riders again in 2022 when he played winter ball in Puerto Rico after the season. The pitch is chopped foul at the plate by Lopez, and it's 0-1. But in spring training, found out he had to get Tommy John surgery. The surgery was performed on March 30th of 2022. The 0-1. Swinging a fly ball to right field. Hover going back a couple steps, just shy of the warning track. He's there to make the catch. Two up, two down after the solo homer. It's 1-0 Cardinals. And Jacob Buschberger bats. Bremer made his first appearance back on a mound in minor league baseball in his first rehab stint with the Arizona League Rangers on June 5th. The pitch home. Low and outside, 1-0. It was great to see Bremer back in the clubhouse, and he is ecstatic to be back here with the Rough Riders. The 1-0. Swing and a miss, and a good pitch down and in. It's 1-1. He is very happy to be back on any mound, of course, but especially just be back and in the swing of things. The 1-1. Off the outside corner, it's 2-1. It's such a difficult rehab for guys going through Tommy John, really emotionally on top of the physical rehab. He takes a deep breath, winds in the 2-1. Swing and a miss. A changeup low. 2-2, but Bremer very strong on the mental side, and Keith Comstock, who runs the rehab for the Rangers in Arizona, does a wonderful job as well. The 2-2 pitch, just low, 3-2. Two outs, bases clear, 1-0 Springfield. Top of the second. Buschberger 5-for-14 in the series of the homer. Infield plays back and straight up, same with the outfield. Bremer has his sign, he winds in the 3-2. Check swing, ground ball foul off Hicks at the plate. And it's still 3-2, and it looked like I got a pretty big piece of Hicks, and he'll have to walk it off. Wonderful crowd on this Friday night. We're expecting great crowds all throughout the weekend in Frisco as we're starting to get into the full swing of school being out, and really should be seeing some great crowds every single weekend at home from here on out. Biggest crowd of the weekend should be on Sunday. Also see a really good one on July 4th, and there are still tickets available for that July 4th game with double fireworks, but they will not be there for much longer. So make sure you get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com and make sure you come out and see that double fireworks show on July 4th. Hicks is ready to go, so is Bremer. The 3-2, cut on and missed for strike three. Noah Bremer with his second strikeout. He does allow a solo home run to Chandler Redmond, and it's 1-0 Springfield. We go into the bottom of the second inning after this on the Riders Baseball Network. The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Thomas Sajacy starts the Rough Riders second. It's 1-0 Springfield out in front. Springfield scoring first for the first time in this series, not in the third inning. They score in the second. Sajacy at the plate, first pitch. Inside corner, a strike, it's 0-1. So JC's had a monster series so far for the Rough Riders. 7 for 11. The 0-1. Swinging a drive down the left field line, it hooks foul into the Riders' bullpen. It's 0-2. A four-hit game for Thomas in game one. And then yesterday, a 2-for-3 affair with a double and an RBI single. Escobar into his wind, the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a slider low and away. And so JC strikes out for the first down in the second. First strikeout for Escobar. Worked 1-2-3 in the first inning on 7 pitches. Aaron Zavala takes his turn. Zavala looking for his first hit of the series. 0-for-7. First pitch. He fouls it straight back, and it's 0-1. Edgar Escobar, as we mentioned, has made each of his last 3 appearances as a starting pitcher, and he's been really, really good. In his first 17 games out of the bullpen, he had a 5.59 ERA. 0-1 offering to Zavala. He takes low of the zone, and it's 1-1. In his last 3 games as a starting pitcher, a 1.13 ERA. 1-1 toss on the way. Just outside, it's 2-1. Those last 3 starts have gone 5 innings, 5 innings, and 6 innings, allowing no more than 1 run against Northwest Arkansas twice and then Tulsa all at home. 2-1 pitch. Zavala peers at a breaking ball that captures the outside edge, and it's 2-2. 1-0 Springfield, 1 out, bases clear in the second. Escobar has his sign. He deals in the 2-2. Zavala swings, lines it to first, but Redmond spears it out of the air at first base. Now, Zavala retired on a ball that was smashed at 101 miles an hour off the bat, but Redmond, right place, right time, was able to make the play. 2 outs in the second. Five up, five down for Escobar, and Kellen Strom makes his way to the plate, riding a 12-game hitting streak. Escobar back into his wind, the pitch. Low and away, misses with a breaking ball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Strom during the hitting streak of 12 games, hitting .347. His family's in town as well. His dad, Kurt, and his mom, Kim. The 1-0. A line drive to short, and Gamboa jumps up, makes the catch. Two hard line drives, both at 101 miles an hour for the Rough Riders off the bat, and both of them caught in the infield by Springfield defenders. Tough inning for the Rough Riders offensively. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base, and Escobar has retired the first six he's seen to start this game. 1-0 Springfield at the top of the third. Josh Warden on the play-by-play next on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
That sound is money, and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Noah Bremer's first pitch of the third inning is a called strike on Wade Stauss. And we're underway in the third. It's 1-0 Springfield here at Riders Field. The 0-1 pitch from Bremer is outside. Evens the count of one ball and one strike to the designated hitter, Wade Stauss, who is on the playing field for the first time this series. The 1-1 pitch to Stauss is high, ball two. Did not play in the first three games, and then DHing, so he hasn't played defensively today, and it's his first at-bat today. So Stauss checking in, and he's ahead, two balls and a strike from Noah Bremer. The right-hander into the wide, he comes home with a slider that stays outside, and it's three balls and a strike to Wade Stauss. Springfield taking the first lead of the ball game last inning on a home run by Chandler Redmond. It's 1-0 for the Redbirds. A 3-1 from Bremer. A fastball right down the middle. Fouled back. And it's strike two from Noah Bremer. This pitch effectively only given up one hit. It was that home run. And even that on a pretty solid pitch. A changeup high and away on the outside corner. But Redmond waited on it. And the league leader in home runs added one more to his total. His 19th. Here's the payoff pitch from Noah Bremer. Fastball way outside. And Stauss earns a walk to lead off the third inning. Noah Bremer had struck out a pair of guys today on 3-2 pitches, but this time on a 3-2 offering, he misses wide for ball four. Justin Turner is the batter with a runner aboard for the Springfield Cardinals, and nobody out in the third inning. Beautiful day for baseball in Frisco. Here comes Bremer, a changeup hit high and deep to left field. It tails foul, on a fastball I should say. Zavala runs out of room over the Frisco bullpen. And strike one on Justin Turner. Hitting 157 on the season. Been a tough stretch for Turner, although he is on a 15-game on-base streak. The 0-1 offering from Bremer to Turner. He's taken high there on the changeup, ball one. Even during this streak of 15 consecutive games reaching base, he's still hitting only 196. But he has walked 14 times. No home runs in that stretch, or 3 on the season. The 1-1 pitch to Turner is just outside. And ball 2 from Noah Brever. His first time through the order, this is the 9th hitter of the lineup for Springfield. 1-0 Cardinals. Runner at first for Springfield. 2-1 the count with nobody out from Bremer. From the stretch, a high kick this time and a fastball ripped to right center field. Strom running for it, runs out of room and hits the base of the warning track. He gets it back in. They will stop Stauss at third base. And it's a double for Justin Turner with nobody out, putting runners at second and third for the Cardinals in the third inning. Crushing a changeup to right center field that hit the front of the warning track and bounced to the near the wall. And Strom got it in to hold the runners at second and third.
And sometimes in the course of a game, it's the little things that don't show up in the box score. Brad Miller, who's the Major League rehabber, is playing first base, and he backed up that play. The throw missed the cutoff man, Sajacy, and if Miller hadn't backed up that play right next to the second base bag, the run might have scored because there was no one in between home and second. That's a great play by Miller.
That's a good point. The first pitch to Archimedes Gamboa is outside for a ball. And that's a rehabber who is just trying to get healthy and getting a rhythm. It's not like my coaches said, all right, biggest thing for you is to make sure you back up the cutoff man. That was not on the list, but that's the type of guy he is, an 11-year major league career. The 1-0 to Gamboa, big cut at a fastball elevated, doesn't get it. And strike one on the shortstop.
Miller came up as a shortstop originally all those years ago, but has played all over the infield and the outfield during his career.
Started 105 games at short back in 2014 with the Mariners. Now primarily first baseman. One ball, one strike, nobody out, two in scoring position for the Cardinals. Here comes the pitch, a line drive into shallow left center. It dunks in for a base hit. Coming around from second, Turner comes home. The throw in from center is not in time. A hook slide from Turner getting around the throw. He touches the back of the plate. It's a two-run base knock for Archimedes Gamboa, and the Cardinals lead at 3-0. He gets to second on the sequence, does Gamboa, with a base hit, and he advances into scoring position on the throw, scoring Stauss from third and Turner from second. With a great throw from center field by Kellen Strom. But Liam Hicks set up on the front of the plate, tried to swipe the tag behind, and Turner was able to elude the tag.
We've usually seen Kellen Strom go with the bounce throw to the plate. He tried going all the way, and Hicks had to come up in front of the plate, as you mentioned, to try and catch that. And so it gave the opportunity for Turner to slide around the tag, and that's what he did. But as you mentioned, a strong throw. And we've seen some good throws from Kellen Strom this year.
The mound visit now with John Goble, the pitching coach. 3-0 Springfield, and Nick Dunn, the batter. For the catcher, Hicks, on one hand, you got to get up in front of the plate to catch the ball cleanly. Ideally, you back up just because the ball is going to be traveling at a higher velocity than you would after catching it and swiping the tag back. So ideally, you'd be at the back of the plate, catch it right there. The glove's already in that position. But like you were saying, Zach, just to get a clean snag of it, you don't catch it at all, well, you're not going to get the guy out in any case.
Yeah, it's the catching it in the air versus the short hop.
Right. So a bang-bang play at the plate, but Hicks unable to get him. Two runs come in, still nobody out. Here comes Noah Bremer for his first pitch to Dunn. And it is low on a slider and ball one. So this inning began with a 3-2 pitch for a walk to Wade Stauss. He has since scored. Justin Turner doubled. He also has scored. And Archimedes Gamboa at second with his 2-RBI single. Here is the 1-0 to Nick Dunn. He swings and lifts it on the left side, tailing towards the seats. Biggers running for it. Runs up to the green wall and does not quite have a long enough arm. Would need about a 9-foot-long arm to get that one and into the seats for strike one.
What's going on with the third inning of this series?
Yeah,
that's
good point.
14 runs that Springfield has scored through their first 4 third innings in this series, and there's still nobody out in this third.
Scored 5 runs on Tuesday in the third inning alone. Did even better on Wednesday, 6 runs in the third inning. And a measly 1 yesterday in the third. Here's the 1-1 to Dunn. He swings a ground ball toward short. Acuna runs over. Backhands. Fields throws to first in time. Holds the runner at second. And Acuna, who is playing up the middle, had to run Halfway to third base practically to field that one back of the infield. Turned it around in time to first. And Nick Dunn is retired. And now that's going to do it for Noah Bremer. He does finish his day on an out. But after allowing two runs here in the third inning and three runs overall, his first appearance since coming off Tommy John at the double-A level. And he finishes out his outing with one out in the third inning. Good to see Noah Bremer on the mound. And he will be replaced partway through the third inning. It's Springfield 3 and Frisco yet to score. Runner at second for the Cardinals with one out. Pedro Páez will be the batter. And he comes in, and we'll tell you about the new reliever when we return. It looks like Grant Wolfram coming in for the Rough Riders. We'll see Grant make his first appearance since coming back from AAA when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco may be 1,500 miles from Yellowstone National Park on most days, but not on July 23rd. Join us at the ballpark for Yellowstone Night with a special appearance from Denim Richards, who plays Colby in a hit TV drama, Yellowstone. Plus, grab a Rough Riders / Yellowstone co-branded belt buckle. For a $50 ticket add-on, get access to a pregame meet and greet with Denim Richards and stay to enjoy some Riders baseball. Don't miss Yellowstone Night on July 23rd. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
This is Bubba Thompson, and you listen to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Welcome back to the AA level. Grant Wolfram making his 10th appearance of the year with the Frisco Rough Riders. Did 11 games of work up with the AAA Round Rock Express back in Frisco. And with one out, runner at second for Springfield and a 3-0 Cardinals lead. The first pitch for Wolfram to Páez, a big cut and a miss on a fastball at 96. And strike one. Top of the third inning, Springfield plants two runners home in this inning. And gets Noah Bremer out of the ballgame. And Grant Wolfram's turn now. Runner starts to go to third. Wolfram steps off, throws to third. Ball gets away from Biggers. Bounces off his glove a few feet away from third. And Gamboa is safe on stolen base. He would have been out barely. It was a close play, but the throw was in time to get Gamboa. Wolfram stepped off and threw in time, but Biggers couldn't corral it. Gamboa's 12th steal of the season. 14 tries. He's at third, one out. The 0-1 pitch from Wolfram to Páez is down and in on a breaking ball, and it's 1-1. Gamboa stealing third without a pitch. And now trying to be the third runner to score here in this third inning. Mentioned that Springfield has scored a lot of runs in third innings this series, this being the fourth game of the week. The infield's pulled in, by the way. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Grant Wolfram. It's high on a fastball and 2-1. 5 runs Tuesday, 6 runs Wednesday, 1 more run yesterday, 2 runs today. This is all just in the third inning each day. 2-1 pitch from Grant Wolfram is taken down and in on slider, and it's 3-1. Each game, the Cardinals had scored for the first time in the third inning. Today is different. They had 1 run in the second and added more in the third. For the last couple games, they took their first lead or took the lead in the third inning, and that lead stuck the rest of the ballgame. So this third inning has been a huge turning point every day this week. The 3-1 from Wolfram is swung on, a foul tip for strike two. Hicks comes up throwing to third, or bluffing that way, and gets Gamboa back to the bag. It's now 3 balls, 2 strikes to Pedro Páez. Hitting 290 on the year, looking for his 40th run batted in. Each infielder playing right near the base path for Biggers at third, Acuna short, so J.C. Manning second base, and Brad Miller, the first baseman, playing off the line. The payoff pitch with a runner at third, swung on and fouled back. A slider that was towards the middle of the plate. Páez got under it. He's been hitting well, a 16-game stretch where he's gotten aboard every time, every game, hitting three, not every time, at least once every game. That'd be pretty crazy if it was 16 games. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Pedro Páez. A swinging ground ball up the middle. Just missed the ankles of Wolfram into center field. Base hit. It scores a run. Springfield goes up 4-0. The 40th RBI of the year for Pedro Páez. He may not get aboard every time, but he did there. And extends his on-base streak to 17 games. With a base hit right back up the middle that almost caught the feet of Grant Wolfram. 98 miles an hour off the bat for Páez. And now Chandler Redmond the batter after Gamboa scored from third. With one out, Wolfram deals to Redmond. A big cut and a big miss. 96 miles an hour fastball top of the zone. Strike one to the left hand hitting Redmond, who homered in his last at bat when facing the right hander Bremer. Now a southpaw Wolfram on the mound. The 0-1. A foul ball right back over the netting. It's 0-2 from Grant Wolfram. Works with a fastball, cutter, slider, curveball arsenal. The curveball and the slider, sometimes hard to tell apart. They both have some glove side cut. The slider a little faster velocity, mid-80s. No balls and two strikes to Chandler Redmond. Lefty-lefty matchup with the infield turn to the right side. Wolfram kicks. And a check swing, he held back, and a slider down and away. One ball, two strikes, one out, and the Cardinals have a runner at first. That is Pedro Páez. Already scoring three runs in this third inning to take a 4-0 lead. The 1-2 offering from Grant Wolfram is, again, a check swing. This time he did go around. Strike three swinging. Another slider below the zone. This time Chandler Redmond liked it. He swung at it, went about halfway around, strike three, and there's two outs in the third inning. Noah Mendlinger is the batter. 0-for-1 of the day with a ground out. Great crowd on hand here in Frisco. Two more home games here this week before a break of home games. The first pitch to Mendlinger is down the middle on a slider, strike one. Just 1 week away for Frisco before returning 4th of July. It's not all that long of a gap between home series, but again, Tuesday, 4th of July. The next home series beginning when Midland comes to town. No balls, one strike, two outs. Grant Wolfram deals, and another pitch that near the zone looked like it was a strike. It's called inside, perhaps, and 1-1 to Mendlinger. Two outs and a runner at first. Frisco's still looking for its first win at home this week here in game four of the series. The 1-1 sling from Grant Wolfram is swung on and laced to the Frisco dugout. It caroms off the screen and then hits the back foot of Jose LaHare, the manager, in the third base coaching box. Came up behind him, bouncing off the dugout and then to his back heel, but he's okay. Scoops it up and throws it into the stands. 1-2, the count from Grant Wolfram. Two down, and the right fielder Mendlinger at the bat. Here's the pitch. Inside near the belt, and ball two. 2-2, the count to the Atlanta native, Noah Mendlinger, 22 years old. Went 0-for-3 yesterday. He walked and scored a run, helped make the difference in the 3-2 win for Springfield. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Wolfram deals, a slider hit foul the other way towards the first base side. A rarity for Springfield to win a game that few runs. They tend to club a lot of balls and score in volume. It was just the fourth time all year winning a ball game, scoring three runs or fewer. They were 3-20 on the year. Never did trail yesterday. They won it 3-2. The 2-2 pitch, it's called time, no pitch, and time was requested by Noah Mendlinger pretty late as Wolfram was going into his motion towards the play right after almost right as time is called, and he did throw home on a pretty good pitch that hit the outside corner just barely. Would have been strike three had Mendlinger taken it, but no pitch. Two balls, two strikes, runner at first, and two down. Here is the pitch. It's low and outside. He started to swing, but he did hold back. And ball three from Grant Wolfram. Like I said, 3-2 yesterday, the win for Springfield. Only one double for Frisco, one double for Springfield. Those are the only extra base hits in the entire ball game. So not a lot of firepower, but today we've already seen a home run. 4-0 Springfield leading. The 3-2 pitch, swung on, a ground ball towards the middle, fielded by Sajacy working towards second, throws to first in time. And a good play by the second baseman Sajacy to end the inning. But Springfield does get three runs on three hits, no errors, one left aboard. And they're now up 4-0 over the Rough Riders. We head to the bottom of the third inning at Riders Field. Stay with us on the Riders Baseball Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
This is Ryan Garcia, and we're welcoming you back to the Riders Baseball Network.
Well, the only series this entire year between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Springfield Cardinals, and we're halfway through this series coming into today. And in this ballgame, out to the bottom of the third inning. It's 4-0 Springfield. Trevor Hovers, the batter for the Rough Riders, trying to get on the board for the first time. And he will encounter Edgar Escobar for the first time today. The right-hander works into the wind in his first pitch. A breaking ball upstairs, 75-mile-an-hour curveball to the left-hander Trevor Hover. Springfield scoring in each of the last two innings to go up 4-0. 1-0 pitch to Hover. A fastball just misses the inside, maybe a bit high. And it's 2-0 to the right fielder who went 1-for-4 yesterday and the day before. 2-0 to count. Here's the pitch from Escobar. Breaking ball that splits the plate. And strike one to the Arizona State product out of Chandler, Arizona. Hover playing each of the corner outfield spots last couple of days. The 2-1. Hover watches an off-speed low. And it's 3-1, getting his 27th start of the year in right field today. Just 5 starts in left field, including one last night. The 3-1 to Hover is just over the belt, ball 4, and he works a 5-pitch leadoff walk. Brings up Liam Hicks with Jax Biggers moving into the on-deck circle. 4-0 Springfield. Rough Riders trying to build up a rally here in the third inning. They have not yet scored in the third inning this series while conceding a whopping 15 runs in this frame through the first four games this week against Springfield. 15-0, the run differential in the third inning. First pitch to Hicks, a big swing. He fouls it back. And it's 0-1 to the catcher. Started yesterday as well as the backstop. Rough Riders switching things up a little bit. Usually they alternate catchers, Capers and Hicks, back and forth, or whoever the two catchers are in the roster. But Hicks going back to back. The 0-1, a big cut again, similar result. Fouled back over the netting, and it's 0-2. Capers caught on Tuesday and Wednesday, and then Hicks, the catcher, yesterday and today. Another Capers did DH yesterday. Liam Hicks falling behind 0-2. The infield squeezed a bit towards the middle. Not completely double play combo. The second baseman done in the hole on the right side. Here's the 0-2. Hicks swings and powers a fly ball to center field. Turner running back. He gets back in time, makes the catch in fairly deep center field, but still well in front of the warning track, and puts away Liam Hicks on a ball that traveled 356 feet, but dead center is 409. There's a lot of room that way. Trevor Hauber returns to first base. One out, Jax Bigger is the batter. Trying to turn the lineup over for Evan Carter and the top of the lineup for the Rough Riders. 4-0 Springfield in the third inning. Escobar begins Biggers with a pitch low. Ball one. 1-0 to Jax Biggers, the third baseman today. Well, it was on this date 25 years ago. The Texas Rangers put up a lot of runs against the Arizona Diamondbacks, a 16-5 win on June 23rd, 1998. There's the 1-0 to Biggers. It's above the belt, 2-0. Talk about a lot of runs in a single inning, like we were mentioning earlier with Springfield in their third innings. The Rangers on that day scored 11 runs in the fifth inning of the day. How about that? That's a good inning. Frisco could use something like that today. Looking for their first win of the week. The 2-0 is inside. Backs Biggers off the plate. Three balls and no strikes. It's Roberto Kelly and Ivan Pudge Rodriguez, who had four hits each, and the Rangers 19 hits that day 25 years ago. Quarter century on this date. The 3-0 to Biggers is on the inside edge. It's 3-1.
Just to give you an idea, 11 runs in an inning is the franchise record for the Frisco Rough Riders franchise. That's a lot of runs.
Let's do it this inning.
I like it.
None yet this inning, but it's going to happen. 3-1 the count to Jax Biggers. Here's the pitch inside, ball four. And two walks this inning. Bookending a fly out. And now the top of the order coming up.
A couple base runners, top of the order coming up. Could be something cooking.
That's 11 runs textbook right there. Trying to jinx it a little bit in a positive manner.
Positive jinx.
Positive jinx, that's a thing. Well, Evan Carter's second plate appearance of the day, the 20-year-old out of Elizabethton, Tennessee, grounded out in his first at-bat. A second chance against Escobar. 4-0 Springfield. With one out, here's the pitch. Breaking ball hit hard towards second. A diving attempt by Dunn. It's passed him into right field. Coming around from second, Hauber gets the wave around. He scores without a throw. It's an RBI base hit for Evan Carter. And the Rough Riders are on the board.
Didn't hit it particularly hard. He hit it off the end of the bat, but perfect location as Dunn was played to pull, and he hit it a little bit more up the middle. And he picks up the first run of the day for the Rough Riders. He has been just so good since coming back over the last three games and putting the ball in play with authority. You could really tell the wrist hampered him towards the end of his time with the Rough Riders before going on the injured list. He looks like a completely different hitter right now.
Well, one run down, 10 to go. A mound visit now for Edgar Escobar. Runners in the corners as Jax Biggers went first to third on that single. And Luis Angel Acuna is the batter for the Rough Riders. Edgar Escobar will stay in this ballgame for Springfield. Nobody throwing yet for the Cardinals. It's still just in the third inning. One run in and 4-1 Cardinals. First RBI of the day going to Evan Carter. And now the right hand hitting, Acuna steps in with one out. First pitch to Luis Angel is just off the outside, ball one. Edgar Escobar gave up the hit to a left-handed batter. This season he's allowed a batting average over 300 to lefties, but just 144 to right-hand batters, such as Acuna. The 1-0 to Acuna swung on and a fly ball to center field. Playable for Turner, jogging back, makes the catch. Coming in from third, Jax Biggers can trot home. It's a sack fly for Luis Angel Acuna. And the Rough Riders put a crooked number on the board in the third inning. It's 4-2.
We're talking about situational hitting yesterday a lot and runners in scoring position. That's a hit with a runner in scoring position, then a sack fly. And just pushing those runs across are so important, especially when you're trying to stop a losing streak. So good situational hitting by Acuna.
It's two runs in off of Edgar Escobar. First pitch to Brad Miller is high, ball one. Runner at first for the Rough Riders, two down for Escobar, who had struggled a bit earlier this year as a reliever, but since he became a starter 3 weeks ago at a 1.13 earned run average. First pitch to Miller is inside, ball one. Over 16 innings as a starter, given up two earned runs, and he's given up two earned runs in this inning to the Rough Riders. Falls behind to Miller, 1-0. Righty-lefty matchup. Here's the pitch. Miller takes on the outside for a strike. Mention how different Escobar is. Righties, lefties, a batting average difference of about 200 almost. The Rough Riders have a lot of left-hand batters in this lineup. Carter, Miller, Zavala, Hover, Hicks, Biggers, four in a row at one point are all left-handed hitters. Throw over to Carter. So once you get to the seventh hitter in this lineup with Hover, Hicks, Biggers, and then Carter top of the order, that's four straight lefties. And then Acuna, right-hander, then right back to Miller, the left-hander. Here's the 2-1 to Miller. He slashes it foul behind home. Righty's hitting just 144 against Escobar, but Acuna, the right-hand hitter, although he didn't get a hit, was productive with a fly ball sack fly. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Evan Carter taking a decent-sized lead from first. Here's the pitch to Miller. It's high. Almost a pitch-out sort of look from Edgar Escobar. But Carter not running, and three balls, two strikes. The count to Brad Miller. Outfield playing no doubles here with two outs and a runner at first. Very deep to Brad Miller. Upright stance in the box. Here's the 3-2. He swings and fouls it off his foot. It rolls to the third baseman, Bushberger, who fields it at the cut of the grass. Hard hit enough to carry him off the lower leg of Brad Miller. He stays on his feet. It seems okay. He does not wear an ankle guard or any guard or batting gloves. Seems to be okay. Brad Miller at the plate, the MLB rehabber. Like I mentioned, 11 years in the major leagues. At his best year, 2019, with Cleveland and Philadelphia, slugging .565 that year, just a few years ago. Here's the payoff to Miller. Runner goes. He pops it up. Foul. It will get into the seats. Several rows back on the third base side. And the inning continues. Miller, who's shown a lot of defensive versatility, like Zach mentioned, came up as a shortstop. Played with the Rangers earlier, mostly corner outfield and corner infield positions. He's played everywhere except pitcher and catcher. The 3-2, he swings and pops it up again, same spot. Might be two souvenirs for the same fan just about on the third base side. Miller shares that in common with Jax Biggers, who's starting at third base tonight and batting ninth. Biggers has played every position for the Rough Riders except pitcher and catcher. Did that in his first year with the Rough Riders a couple years ago. Biggers still with the team. He and Brad Miller can play anywhere. Miller at the plate looking to get aboard. 3-2 the count. Here's the payoff. Swings and a hard roper to the first base side into the seventh row. Looks like everybody's okay. That was a screamer right into the stands with no loft. Just right at him. Still a runner at first for the Rough Riders, scoring two runs this inning to cut the lead in half. 4-2 Springfield. Three balls and two strikes from Edgar Escobar to Brad Miller. 10th pitch of the plate appearance is high and away. Ball four. Brad Miller extends the inning with a hard-earned walk.
A good thing, too, because he and Evan Carter are close, but if he made him run one more time on that 3-2 pitch, I don't think they would have been even closer.
Carter's gotten enough cardio already.
Okay. Those four foul balls in the 3-2 count. I mean, that's tough.
Yeah. Running each time. Now with Thomas Sejacy with two down, two runners aboard, tying run at first base in the third inning. Edgar Escobar set with his glove under his chin. First pitch swung on and fouled back behind home. 0-1 to the Carlsbad, California native. Facing Escobar for a second time. So JC 7-for-12 in this series against the Cardinals. But 0-for-1 today with a strikeout. The one strike pitch from Escobar. Off the outside corner and evens the count at 1-1. So JC with a single and a double yesterday in three at-bats. Left side of the infield playing in normal positioning. Right field, or right side of the infield, a little more in and off the line. And the 1-1 from Escobar, who swung on and missed. A foul tap and a fastball for strike two. Good just to see the Rough Riders score some runs in the third inning and get on the board. They only scored two runs all of yesterday's game. They have two on the board this inning. Looking for a two-out RBI. So JC calls for time before the pitch. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Carter, the runner at second. And Miller, wearing his Texas Rangers batting helmet, takes his lead from first. Escobar looking into Pedro Páez. Has his sign, and he's ready for the 1-2. Here it comes. Off speed, fouled right back into the screen. So JC hops over the plate after getting a piece, but not as much as he wanted. Tommy with 50 RBIs on the season, reaching the half-century mark yesterday. Leading the team in runs batted in, looking to add on to that number. One ball, two strikes, two outs, and two aboard for the Rough Riders. The pitch is high and away. Ball two to Thomas. Outfield playing him deep. Escobar trying to put away Thomas to JC. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the offering. Off speed, above the belt. And now a full count to Thomas to JC. This inning began with a walk for Hover. Biggers also got aboard on a free pass. Carter with a single is the only hit this inning. Brad Miller walked. Now Sajacy with three balls, two strikes, and two outs. Here's the payoff. He swings and lifts it foul on the right side, out of play.
More running for Evan.
Running to third on another 3-2 pitch. And his legs are as loose as they could be as he jogs back to second. He will be running on this pitch for the fifth time this inning on a 3-2 count. Six, I think it is. 3-2 to Thomas to JC. Another payoff pitch. Here it comes. Swings and just got a piece of foul ball back. And Evan Carter gets almost all the way to third. Turns around and walks back.
It's like the boy who cried wolf at some point.
That's his roommate, too. Causing him to run a little bit more. And it's just 90 feet from one base to the other. He'll be all right. Two outs, two on. The ninth pitch of the plate appearance from Edgar Escobar. Swung on and lined to center field. Turner coming in. He won't get there. Carter scores. Miller to third. He stops there. It's an RBI single for Thomas Sajacy. It's a one-run ball game, 4-3 Springfield.
And he's good. I mean, fouling off pitch after pitch, finally gets a hanging slider that's actually off the plate away, and he served it in the left center field for a base hit. Make that a 12-game hitting streak now for Sajacy as well. He has just been so electric at the plate recently, especially in this month. It's been really fun to watch.
Three runs on the board this inning. Frisco within a run, and they're going to make a pitching change here, excuse me, with Edgar Escobar, who had not allowed a base runner until this inning and has proceeded to walk three, give up two hits, both RBI singles, and now with a tying run at third base for the Rough Riders, Aaron Zavala will face a new pitcher when we return. Two outs in the third inning. Don't go away on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
The stars shine bright in North Texas, and the great outdoors are on special display at Riders Field on June 24th. Arrive early to the ballpark for a camo hat giveaway and enjoy activities from Texas Parks and Wildlife, as we also celebrate Boy Scouts of America Night. Plus, June 24th is Whataburger Food Bank Night, with donations benefiting the North Texas Food Bank, including canned goods or cash donations at the Whataburger tent. Get tickets now for June 24th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
New pitcher for the Springfield Cardinals, Nick Trondrelik Iverson, his second appearance of the series and his 21st of the season. He inherits runners on the corners for the Frisco Rough Riders, and Aaron Zavala looks to tie the game. Two outs in the third inning. Both teams have scored three runs in this inning. Springfield also had a run in the second, so that's the difference. 4-3 Cardinals, two down, runners in the corners. Zavala steps in to face the right-hand pitcher, Noah Trondrelik Iverson. The first pitch to the left-hander Zavala is taken on the outside half for a strike. 92 miles an hour from the right-hander from Central Arizona College in Coolidge, Arizona, who owns a 4.82 earned run average on the season. The 0-1 pitch to Aaron Zavala. He checks his swing. It was just outside, and ball one to Zavala, the eighth hitter of this lineup to come to the plate this inning. Two hits, three walks on the frame for Frisco. The 1-1 pitch from Trondrelik Iverson is down and in, and Zavala gets ahead. Kellen Schramm is on deck as the only hitter who has not stepped into the batter's box in the third inning. It's Frisco within a run. Brad Miller, the tying run at third base. Two balls and a strike. The pitch swung on and missed. Fastball that gets past the barrel of Aaron Zavala. Looking for some early birthday magic. Turns 23 years old tomorrow. Zavala has two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Lined out to the first baseman in the second inning at 101 miles an hour, but was robbed. Now with two aboard, trying to put a ball in play again. Here's the 2-2. Swings and lifts one towards short. That's down for a base hit. A tying RBI for Zavala. The throw comes into third. Sajacy dives in head first safely. Zavala follows him into second. It's an RBI single for Aaron Zavala. It's a new ball game in Frisco, a 4-4 tie. Great base running for Sajacy to dive into third, draw the throw that way, and allow Zavala to chase him on his heels into second. It scores Miller from third, and the Rough Riders with another two-out RBI. They have tied the ball game up with four runs this inning. Kellen Strom, the batter, the first pitch, down and away, and ball one. Frisco down 4-0 in this inning, having allowed three runs in the top half of this frame. Beaten around a little bit, but they come right back and throw a haymaker of their own in the bottom of the third on three hits so far. Here's the 1-0. It's high, and ball two to Kellen Strom. Ironically for Zavala, just a little dunker for the RBI single, while his hardest hit ball of the day, 101-mile-an-hour screamer, that was just a line out back in the second inning. That's how baseball goes sometimes. Two in scoring position for the Rough Riders. The 2-0. Inside, almost caught the hands of Kellen Strom in ball three. Go-ahead run for the Rough Riders is Thomas Sajacy at third base. And Aaron Zavala at second. Two outs, tie score. And a hitter's count for Strom, 3-0. Here's the pitch. Taking all the way, it's right down the gut, and strike one. Trevor Hover on deck, who started this inning with a walk. So JC, kind of a risk coming around second to go for third, but he got there in time. Here's the 3-1 to Strom, a high fly ball towards right field, shallow right. Redmond going back, called off by the second baseman, and Dunn makes the catch. A couple steps inside the foul line, and that does it for the third inning. It was a good third inning for the Rough Riders. They get three walks, three hits, four runs, two left aboard, no errors, and this ball game is tied 4-4 through three innings from Riders Field. Grant Wolfram back out for the fourth when we return to the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
The stars shine bright in North Texas, and the great outdoors are on special display at Riders Field on June 24th. Arrive early to the ballpark for a camo hat giveaway and enjoy activities from Texas Parks and Wildlife, as we also celebrate Boy Scouts of America Night. Plus, June 24th is Whataburger Food Bank Night, with donations benefiting the North Texas Food Bank, including canned goods or cash donations at the Whataburger tent. Get tickets now for June 24th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Overall, knotted up at four runs apiece into the fourth inning. Through three from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. The Springfield Cardinals with four runs on four hits, no errors, and the Frisco Rough Riders with four runs on three hits and no errors. It's Grant Wolfram back to work in the top of the fourth inning. Irving Lopez the batter. Lefty-lefty matchup in the first pitch. Right down the heart and strike one. It was a long bottom of the third. Edgar Escobar, who had cruised through two innings. Low pitch count, didn't allow a base runner, and then threw 35 pitches in the third inning alone and didn't even finish the inning. Here's the 0-1 to Lopez. He takes it off the inside. Ball one, and it's 1-1. He left partway through the third inning, and then Nick Trojulik-Iverson needed 10 more pitches of his own, so it was a 45-pitch half inning, scoring four runs for the Rough Riders. The 1-1 pitch swung on and flied foul down the left side. And it's 1-2 to the left fielder. Well, Grant Wolfram will now try to keep this score tied. Wolfie, who spent 11 games in AAA, his numbers a little elevated, had a 10.8 earned run average. We're trying to get back in rhythm here with the Rough Riders. The 1-2 is low and away. Two balls and two strikes. It's 13 innings with the Express at the AAA level, so not a huge sample size. And hoping to get back there before too long. 2-2 the count to Lopez. Here's the offering. He swings and flies it shallow left field. Zavala running in, has his sights on it, makes the catch on a jog, and puts away the leadoff man. One down for Jacob Buschberger and a 4-4 tie in the top of the fourth inning.
Josh, you mentioned the AAA level. Our former Rough Riders friend Owen White is making his AAA debut tonight. Four innings of no-hit baseball so far. He has allowed a run because of three walks, but only one run over four innings so far. Three walks, three strikeouts.
Good to hear. Congratulations to Owen White. Now some college teammates going at it here in the fourth inning. First pitch to Buschberger, a foul tip. The two former Davenport University standouts overlap there a couple years ago. Grant Wolfram and Jacob Buschberger, now opponents at the AA level in the Texas League. The 0-1 offering from Grant Wolfram is swung on and missed by Jacob Buschberger, and Wolfram gets ahead of his old college teammate, 0-2. Davenport University in Michigan, Wolfram transferred into, got drafted out of there in 2018. Buschberger was an excellent hitter with Davenport, hitting .525 in 2020, albeit a shortened season, but still. The 0-2 offering to Jacob Buschberger, the third baseman, is inside. Just missed the inside edge with a slider. 1-2 from Grant Wolfram. Buschberger, if you want a sample of how long he did in a full season at the college level, well, he batted .429 as a junior, although he did not get drafted. The 1-2 pitch to the right-hand hitter is taking a slider inside corner, and Grant Wolfram gets the better of his old college teammate, struck him out looking, and two down in the fourth inning.
back foot slider. And Bushberger takes it for strike three. Two down for Wade Stauss. 4-4 tie. Frisco has not held a lead since Tuesday. And they came back to tie it last inning with four runs in the third. The first offering to Wade Stauss. Swings and fouls it right back over the netting. Stauss started last inning with a walk and scored the first of three runs for the Cardinals to take a sizable lead that did not last. It was 4-0 until last inning, last half inning. The 0-1 pitch from Wolfram. Swung on, a hard hit liner down the right side. It lands foul just a few feet wide of the chalk. About 200 feet up the line. And a foul ball off the bat of Wade Stauss, 0-2. Frisco didn't need a lot of power last inning. Mentioned they only had one extra base hit yesterday, a double that didn't even lead to a run. And in the last half inning, Frisco scored four runs, did not have an extra base hit. That was okay. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Wade Stauss. He takes it inside for a ball. Springfield, meanwhile, got their first run on a home run for Chandler Redmond. Had a double last inning. But Frisco patient, drawing three walks last inning and scoring four runs. The 1-2 pitch to Stauss. Takes it on the outside, just missed low or maybe away, and ball two. Base is empty for Wade Stauss. Grant Wolfram trying to go 1-2-3 here in the fourth inning. The 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Got him on a slider. Wolfram strikes out two in a row, and he has set down five in a row and cruises through the Springfield order in the fourth inning. To the bottom of the fourth, it's a 4-4 tie between the Rough Riders and Cardinals on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride!
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
21, can you do something for me? 21.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Halfway through the fourth inning here for the Frisco Rough Riders. And Trevor Hobber to lead off the second straight inning. 4-4 tie here at Riders Field. The first pitch from Noah Trojulik Iverson is taken outside. Ball one to Trevor Hobber. Took a walk to start the third inning. Scored and then waited around the dugout as the team scored four runs. The 1-0 pitch, he lifts to the left side, foul into the seats. And a 1-1 count to the outfielder. Jax Biggers followed with a walk last inning. Evan Carter singled for the first RBI of the game. Luis Angel Acuna checked in with a sacrifice fly. Then Brad Miller walked. Thomas Ajayi singled. Here's the 1-1. Over the plate but high. And ball two. 2-1. Ajayi singled for an RBI on a 9-pitch plate appearance. There were 19 pitches between Miller and Ajayi. The 2-1 inside almost got him on the shins. Three balls and a strike to Trevor Hobber, the leadoff man this inning. And Aaron Zavala added a two-out RBI single to score the fourth run of the inning. Tie score. 3-1 pitch is at the bottom of the zone. And
And a full count now to Trevor Hover. Starting out the bottom of the fourth inning, the Rough Riders hoping to claim their first lead since Tuesday, when they had a lead almost all game until the ninth inning. Gave up the lead on a go-ahead home run. Two outs, two strikes. They have not led since. The 3-2 to Hover. He takes outside just barely. A strong take from the outfielder. And Hover draws a walk to lead off the third and fourth innings. Well, we were joking about the Rough Riders scoring 11 runs last inning in the beginning. They didn't get there, but they got four. That was pretty good. And on a good start to this inning as well. Liam Hicks, the batter. He flew out last inning. So it was just one on, one out last inning for the Rough Riders. And still came back with four runs. The first pitch to Hicks. It's on the outside edge, taken for a strike and a fastball. Hicks batting from the left side, 231 average. Four doubles, two home runs. Getting called up from the high A level with Hickory partway through this season. The 0-1 pitch from Chondrilik Iverson, fouled right back. About halfway up the screen, and strike two on Liam Hicks. Outfield playing him fairly deep, and the right fielder Bendlinger also playing towards the line. Big hole in right center field to Liam Hicks. Infield shifted a bit to the right. Third baseman Bushberger playing away off the line towards second base. The two-strike pitch is way high, chin level, and ball one to Liam. A Toronto native followed by the Missouri City, Texas native Jax Biggers in the on-deck circle. One ball, two strikes, a runner on for the Rough Riders with nobody out yet in the fourth inning. Here's the offering. He takes it outside again. Ball two. Two balls, two strikes to Liam Hicks. Trevor Hover at first for the Rough Riders. Nick Trondrilik Iverson with the high socks. A black glove comes set with that glove just above his belt. The 2-2. Off speed, it's popped up and foul behind home. And the count remains 2-2. These two teams on somewhat different trajectories. In their last 16 games, Springfield is 12-4. Meanwhile, Frisco only has four wins in their last 16 days. They don't even have multiple wins in the last half of the month. Looking for some start a little rally, start a win streak, although they've lost the first three games of this series. Liam Hicks hoping to help the Rough Riders take a lead this inning. Runner at first, the 2-2. He swings and pops it into left field towards the line. Lopez running over. It lands a fair ball. Inside the chalk, it bounces all the way to the fence. It'll score Trevor Hover from first. Liam Hicks into second. A go-ahead RBI double for Liam Hicks going opposite way. It's 5-4 Frisco. Read from Trevor Hover to be on his horse the entire way. And he scored easily from first base. And Liam Hicks into second on a double just inside the left field line. Landed at 265 feet down the stripe and got to the wall. Bounced around in the corner. And Hicks earns his fifth double of the season. Now it's Jax Biggers to the plate with the Rough Riders ahead 5-4. The first pitch is low for a ball. Biggers walked last inning and scored. And now the Rough Riders have their first lead since Tuesday. And Liam Hicks, an insurance run at second base. Still nobody out. A 1-0 pitch swung on and a foul tip. Strike one to Jax Biggers. Noah Trondrilik Iverson, who came in last inning, allowed a single to Zavala and then got Kellen Strom to pop out. Has only retired one of the first four batters that he has faced. The 1-1 swung on by Biggers and hacks it behind home foul. One ball and two strikes to the left-hand hitter. Has walked twice this series but does not have a hit. He's 0-6. Great day for baseball. Mild temperatures. Had a few drops of precipitation earlier today, but nothing too threatening. And able to put nine more innings in the books today. Just about halfway through this ball game. 1-2 the count. The pitch way high and outside. And ball two to Jax Biggers. Frisco trying to do what they can this series. They will not face Springfield again this season, so is their only chance to get some wins against the Cardinals this year. The 2-2. Swung on, a hard hit fly to right field. Mendlinger running towards the line. He reaches out, can't make the catch. It'll roll to the warning track. Hicks will come around from second. He scores without a throw. Biggers upstanding into third base. The Rough Riders lead it 6-4. Jax Biggers fly ball to right field that gets dropped by Mendlinger. And Frisco takes advantage for the run. Mendlinger had to run a long ways, try to make a basket catch near his knees and barely made contact with it, and it rolled past him nearly to the wall. He had to run back for it and get it back in. Jax Biggers had no problem cruising into third. On what is going to be ruled a base hit and a triple for Jax Biggers. An RBI triple for Jax, his first of the year. And the Rough Riders lead it 6-4 with Evan Carter coming up. His first hit of the series and a big one. He's now 90 feet away from being in another insurance run. A mound visit now for Noah Chondrulik-Iverson. And they've got some activity in the Springfield bullpen. Out in the pen, it's Brandon Komar warming up. Right-hander loosening behind Noah Chondrulik-Iverson, who now has to face Evan Carter. So four runs last inning for Frisco. Two more this inning. They're up 6-4, and there are still nobody out. Jax Biggers from third. Here's the pitch to Carter. It's a strike. Righty-lefty matchup. Advantage to Carter, who's 1-for-2 today. The first RBI of the game belonging to Evan. An RBI single in the third. The 0-1 pitch, swings and a looper into left field, getting down towards Lopez. He slides in, makes the catch, tagging from third. Biggers comes home without a throw. It'll go down as a sacrifice fly for Evan Carter, and the Rough Riders lead it 7-4. Terrific catch by Lopez sliding in from left field. Just barely got that one, and he did hold on, and Biggers racing in. And Lopez, who had to slide in, really had no chance to get Jax. Carlos Cardoza walks out to the umpires, having a conversation with Nate Diedrich. And I think asking perhaps if that ball landed or not. Looked like it really was caught by Lopez. Now, that wouldn't hurt for Carlos Cardoza to ask about it. Either way, Biggers scores on the play. Evan Carter is standing at first right now, hoping that he has earned a base hit. Looked like Lopez did hang on to that ball. It kind of looked behind him for a second, almost as if he had dropped it, but I think he was just sliding in, and yes, they'll hold the call. Evan Carter is out, but he has still earned an RBI and a sacrifice fly to put Frisco up by three. Three runs in this inning, and Luis Angel Acuna, the batter, with now the bases inactive. One out, and a 7-4 lead for Frisco. The first pitch is outside, ball one. Acuna has a sack fly of his own. That was last inning. And a hard hit grounder back in the first. So he's 0-for-1 today. Second pitch, a big swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. Frisco now with five hits in this ball game to Springfield's four. More importantly, leading by three runs. The 1-1, breaking ball slashed towards second and pass done into right center field. Base hit. Acuna around first. Now he's going for second. The ball got away from Turner. And Acuna into scoring position. Misplayed by the outfielders. And Acuna into second base on what will likely be ruled an error. Turner, the center fielder, coming over. And it was the right fielder, Mendlinger, who reached down for it and bobbled it. Turner had to run back for it. And it should be an E9 on the ruling because Acuna had stopped around first and then sped up again. It's also going to pull Nick Chondrulik-Iverson out of this ball game. Brandon Komar will come in to face Brad Miller when we return.
a three-run inning, and the Rough Riders are not done yet. Luis Angel Acuna at second, and there's still only one out in the fourth inning. 7-4 Frisco. We continue after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day, featuring an appearance from Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on prize, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet and greet. Come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field, with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friends and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field, all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
After scoring just two runs yesterday and the day before, the Frisco Rough Riders offense erupts partway through this ballgame. Four runs in the third inning, three more runs here in the fourth, and there's still only one out. The Major League rehabber Brad Miller will be the first hitter to face Brandon Komar. The right-handed relief pitcher comes in out of the Springfield bullpen. Native of Elkhorn, Wisconsin, comes in. Runner at second for the Rough Riders, one out. First pitch is down and in. Ball one for Brandon Komar. A 24-year-old with a 6.26 earned run average replaces Nick Trojulic Iverson, who had come in with two outs last inning and only gets two outs in his outing. The 1-0 pitch to Miller. Swung on and sliced foul down the third base side. 1-1 the count after Acuna gets credit for a single and an error that advances him to second. The bases were empty with the Rough Riders scoring three runs, the last of which on a sacrifice fly. But Acuna restarts the activity on the base paths. Here's the 1-1 to Miller. Down and in again, and it's 2-1 to Brad. So three runs this inning with a Trevor Hover walk to lead off, just like he did last inning when the Rough Riders scored four. He walks to lead off this inning, and the Rough Riders have scored three, plus another guy in scoring position. Liam Hicks with a double, Jack Spiggers with a triple. Runner goes from third, Acuna towards third. The throw gets away to the backstop or the side wall. He'll stay there, diving headfirst into third. A stolen base for Luis Angel Acuna, his 30th of the season, did it without a throw or without a pitch. And Acuna into third. He's a bit hobbled after diving in head first. As Komar stepped off the rubber and threw his way, actually was stepping off to back pick him at second and threw wild. And Acuna kind of jammed his hand on the base. His left hand with that sliding sleeve on there.
Looks like he actually got into the foot of Buschberger.
Yeah. Blowing a gum bubble as he, yeah, his left shoulder got hit by the foot, and then he was wiggling his right hand as well, or his left hand. Yeah, I think it did hit that foot. I think you're right. Here's the pitch to Miller, a big swing and a miss. A foul tip, I should say. It's 1-2. Acuna stays in the game. He's at third. 7-4 Frisco in the bottom of the fourth inning. One out. The infield is pulled in. 30 steals this season for Luis Angel Acuna. How about that? A 1-1, Miller swings and lifts it to left field. Lopez running in. He makes the catch. Acuna runs back to tag. Now comes home. The throw is cut off, and Acuna scores without a throw. A sacrifice fly for Brad Miller, and the Rough Riders have now doubled up the Cardinals. Back-to-back four-run innings. It's 8-4 Rough Riders. Acuna had to do some shuttle running as he came partway home and realized that ball was going to get caught. When it was caught, he was still a step off of third base, had to go back to the bag, step on it, turn around. He still scored. First pitch to Thomas to JC is low, and ball one. So Acuna scores, and that stolen base comes up big because he would not have scored or even advanced to third otherwise. The 1-0 to JC, just below the knees, and a 2-0 count to Thomas. So Acuna, with that speed, comes up so big. His 30th stolen base, and he scores almost immediately after. The 2-0 pitch. Low again, 3-0 to Thomas Ajayi. With Frisco trailing 4-0, and they tie the game in one inning and then repeat with four more runs the next. 8-4 Rough Riders. 3-0 pitch way outside. A four-pitch walk to Thomas Ajayi. And the Rough Riders continue to put a lot of base runners on the board. There have not been very many bases empty situations. And when there are, the Rough Riders change it right away. There have been two sacrifice flies this inning that cleared the bases. And both times, the very next guy got aboard immediately. Now Aaron Zavala, the batter, the eighth guy to come up this inning. 8-4 Frisco. Two outs, runner at first for the Rough Riders. The pitch, taken down and in. So after Brandon Komar came in, a sacrifice fly to the first batter, then a four-pitch walk. And now he's behind 1-0 to Aaron Zavala. Komar comes set to the left-hand hitter. He deals. It's inside near the legs of Zavala, blocked by Pedro Páez to keep the runner at first. And it's 2-0 from Brandon Komar. This game has really changed in its trajectory. After Edgar Escobar retired the first six batters he faced, two clean innings, but since then, a pair of four-run innings. The 2-0 pitch to Zavala, off speed, hit grounded towards the first side. Redmond practically stepping on the bag as he gloves it, and the inning is over. Eight batters come to the plate for the Rough Riders. A single, a double, a triple, plus a couple of walks, a couple sack flies, and four runs in for the Rough Riders. They lead it 8-4. On to the fifth inning when Zach Bigley has the call when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday the 4th of July with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Blaine Krim, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Brent Wolfram back to the hill as we go to the top of the fifth inning. What an inning and what a pair of innings offensively for the Rough Riders over the last two, scoring four runs in the third inning and four more in the fourth. The Rough Riders now have an 8-4 lead. And Justin Turner leads it off against the left-hander Wolfram. He's ready from the stretch, and he fires in the initial toss. It's inside, one ball and no strikes. Noah Bremer got the start in this game, just 2 1/3, and that was pretty much expected. It's his first appearance of the Rough Riders coming off Tommy John surgery. So expected to go no more than three, ends up going 2 1/3. 1-0 toss. Fouled away left side. One ball and one strike on Turner, who doubled and scored back in the third inning. And Grant Wolfram in long relief now. He's pitching in his second full inning. He's gone an inning and two-thirds so far, including a 1-2-3-4. 1-1 pitch. Just off the plate away, and it's two balls and one strike. Well, it was great to see Grant Wolfram get that promotion up to AAA, and he pitched a lot better than his numbers might suggest. The numbers were not very good for Wolfram with Round Rock. The 2-1 on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 2-2. As Josh mentioned, Wolfram, a guy who, you know, was so dominant here and really one bad outing, allowing seven runs, inflated that ERA in AAA. The 2-2 check swing, strike three called. Got him with the slider down Broadway. Justin Turner down on strikes. It's the fourth strikeout in relief for Grant Wolfram. One out in the top of the order, Arquimedes Gamboa to the plate. 8-4 Rough Riders here in the fifth inning. Gamboa, two-run single in the third. Three runs in that third inning for the Cardinals. Stretch in the pitch. It's high and inside. One ball and no strikes. Rough Riders coming back with four runs in each of the last two innings. And it's been really good on the offensive side for Frisco after they've been struggling. The pitch is grounded into the hole. It's short. Acuna backhands, fires to first, and he got him. What a play by Acuna. In the hole, it's short. A backhanded stop, and he threw sidearm onto first base across his body, and he was able to get him at first. That's a big league play at shortstop from Acuna. He's been making those in his sleep with Frisco. Two outs for Nick Dunn. Left-handed batter, first pitch. The lefty fits it at the top of the zone with a fastball at 94, and it's 0-1. And so more than anything, what you want from Wolfram is to come back down here to the AA level, get some of that confidence back, and then hopefully go right back up. The 0-1. Misses low, and it's one ball and one strike. This is a guy that the Rangers really like. I mean, what's not to like? He's a big, tall left-hander at 6'8" that throws 96 to 97 from that left side with four pitches. The pitch. Chopper foul at the plate. And once again, he is ahead. It's one ball and two strikes. He allowed an RBI single to Pedro Pajes in the third, and since then, he's retired the last seven that he's seen. He steps back up onto the hill. The pick. In the air, out to left center field. Zavala into the alley. He's under it. He's got it. Side comes to a close in 1-2-3 fashion for the second consecutive inning for Grant Wolfram. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We're into the home half of the fifth inning. Our score, it's the Rough Riders 8, the Cardinals 4 on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Kellen Strom begins the Rough Riders' bottom half of the fifth inning. It's 8-4. Frisco out in front of Springfield. Alongside my partner in crime, Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley. Here's the windback, and Komar offers home. It's on the outside corner at the knees for a strike, and it's 0-1. Strom 0-2 today, looking for a hit to extend his hitting streak to 13 games. Extended it in the ninth yesterday, the 0-1. He swings and misses, and a good breaker off the outside corner in the dirt, and it's 0-2. Four runs in the third inning, four runs in the fourth for the Rough Riders, providing their eight runs on the offensive side. No homers so far in the game, but two doubles and a triple. 0-2 pitch. Strom swings, just gets a piece, fouls it straight back on the ground, and it's still no balls and two strikes. Brandon Komar, the third pitcher used by Springfield tonight. It's gone Edgar Escobar, Noah Trondelik Iverson, and now Komar, the pitch. Low of the zone, and it's one ball and two strikes. Rough Riders in search of that first win here in the series. And they're in a good spot right now. The 1-2. Check swing, roller back to the hill. Komar with a backhanded stop. He lobs it onto first base and retires strong. One out, Trevor Hover makes his way to the dish. Hover has drawn two walks and two trips to the plate. So many of these guys that we see here at this level, you expect them to be in the big leagues. They'd be big-time performers. First pitch on the way. This is low, and it's one ball and no strikes. And one of the really cool things in baseball in general is seeing young minor leaguers go up and have an impact right away in the big leagues. The 1-0 pick. Ground ball foul, left side into the Rough Riders dugout off of Ryan Tuntland's left hand. The Rough Riders hitting coach at the top step of the dugout. One ball and one strike on Hover. One of the top prospects in baseball is Ellie De La Cruz. The 1-1 is low, and it's two balls and one strike. A shortstop for the Reds. And how about what he did tonight? He hit for the cycle for the Reds. 2-1 pitch to Hover. Breaking ball on the outside corner for a strike. It's 2-2, becoming the first Reds player since 1989 when Eric Davis hit for the cycle to have a single, a double, a triple in one game.
I'm almost not surprised.
Right.
And that's just what it says about him, not because it's not a great feat. It is. But he just seems like a tailor-made guy with the power and the speed, a flash.
Also with what he's been doing.
Yeah.
The 2-2. Ground ball to the right side. Dunn dives, and it's out of the second baseman's reach to his left. It's into right field. A base hit for Trevor Hover. A single for the Riders' right fielder. He's reached all three times today, and it's come in the third, fourth, and fifth innings consecutively. Liam Hicks makes his way to the plate. An RBI double in the fourth. That, at the time, gave the Rough Riders a 5-4 lead. They now lead 8-4 in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Komar has his sign and he deals. Just off the outside corner with a changeup, and it's one ball and no strikes. And this is a guy in De La Cruz who has only played in 15 games in the big leagues. It feels like he's been up in the big leagues for a lot longer than 15 games. Stretch in the 1-0 offering to Hicks. Low, and it's two balls and no strikes. All he's done is hit .321 with two homers, six RBIs, and six steals, and that doesn't include what he did tonight, hitting for the cycle. He has been phenomenal, and not only that, but he's been electric. The 2-0. Down low and inside, off of Páez's glove, the catcher, but he recovers. Three balls and no strikes on Hicks. One out, runner at first. Rough Riders lead by four in the bottom of the fifth inning. Ellie De La Cruz doing it in front of a sold-out crowd on a Friday night in Cincinnati. And so happy for the Cincinnati Reds and their fan base after they've really struggled over the years. Getting exciting players again. The 3-0 pitch. Misses away for ball four. A four-pitch free pass to the Rough Riders catcher puts runners at first and second with one out. And Jax Biggers makes his way to the plate. 8-4 Rough Riders. Nine-hole hitting Biggers has walked and scored, tripled with an RBI attached to it and scored. Good day from the nine-hole. That triple is first hit of the series. Left-handed batter against the right-handed throwing Komar. Runners take their leads from first and second in the initial pitch. Down low and inside, it's one ball and no strikes. Sun's starting to set in Frisco, Texas. I think technically it is set, but still some light up above us. Lights are in full effect, though, here at Riders Field. Right-hander ready from the stretch. And the 1-0 pitch on the way. Swinging a fly ball out to left field, pushing Lopez back a couple steps. He's under it, though, and he makes the grab. No advancement from either runner. Two outs in the fifth inning. Evan Carter to the plate. Carter, an RBI single in the third. He's driven in two runs today. One thing that Evan Carter did when he got off to his phenomenal start at the beginning of the season was drive in runs at a furious pace. Stands in for the left side against the right-hander Komar. Stretch in the pitch. He watches on the outside edge. First pitch change, and it's 0-1. And even to this point, mid-June at this point, Evan Carter is still in the top 10 of the league in batting average with runners in scoring position, hitting over .330. Throw goes back to second, and Hover back in with a step and a dive. Just that Carter has missed the last 2 weeks, so the numbers in terms of the RBIs aren't great overall. But he continues to be a very good hitter in those situational type of at-bats. Pitch is fouled at the plate, and it's 0-2 on the Rough Riders DH. Rough Riders as a club have really struggled with runners in scoring position over the last eight games, hitting only .218 with runners in scoring position during that stretch. The offering home. Breaking ball just outside. One ball, two strikes, but Evan Carter hitting .366 this year with runners in scoring position. And he already has a hit in that situation tonight in the third and a sac fly in the fourth inning as well. Rough Riders tonight, 4-for-6 with runners in scoring position. The 1-2 in the air out to center field right at Justin Turner. He maneuvers just slightly to his right. He makes the catch to retire the side. The Rough Riders get two base runners but don't score. No runs on a hit, no errors, and two left on base. To the top of the sixth inning from Frisco, Texas, it's the Rough Riders 8, the Cardinals 4 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the Storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Night for baseball it's been for Frisco. It's a wonderful crowd here on game night with Complexity Gaming. Our thanks to Complexity Gaming for making their way out here to Riders Field. They're located over at the Star, not far from here in Frisco, Texas. Great crowd watching a great ball game so far. Rough Riders lead 8-4 to the top of the sixth inning. Aiden Anderson takes over on the hill for Frisco. And he faces Pedro Páez, the first pitch. Right-handed sidearm tosser fits it on the inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Anderson facing 3, 4, and 5 in the order for the Cards. 0-1 toss. Slips outside and a bit low, and it's 1-1. Grant Wolfram done in his relief appearance in his return to the AA Rough Riders tonight. The pitch. Swinging a chopper to short. Three hops to Acuna. He's got it. Slings on the run to first base in time. One away. Wolfram goes 2 2/3 innings in relief tonight. Scoreless baseball, allowing just one hit. He struck out 4 and did not walk a batter. The RBI single, scoring the inherited runner in the third on the first batter that he faced, and then retired everyone else he saw. First pitch to Redmond. It's just outside. 1-0. And now it's Aiden Anderson. He deals into Redmond, who homered earlier today. Pitch is low, and it's 2-0. Rough Riders leading 8-4, top of the sixth inning. We told you about Ellie De La Cruz and what he did in the big leagues. Got a final score from Yankee Stadium as well. Pitch slithers in there for a strike on the inside corner. It's 2-1. Final in 10 innings. Rangers 4 and the Yankees 2.
That's what I'm talking about.
2-1. Outside corner for a strike with a breaking ball. 2-2. Rangers winning it in extra innings. And Adolis Garcia, two-run home run in the top of the 10th inning. He continues to mash. And if you haven't voted for him, go out and vote for the All-Star game. Got to get him to Seattle. He certainly deserved it with his play in the first half. The 2-2. Swinging a ground ball foul back behind home. And it's still 2-2. What a performance by Dane Dunning in that game. 7 innings allowing just 2 runs. Unfortunately, those 2 runs were enough to send it to extras. Anderson stretches in the 2-2. Redmond swings and misses, and a slider inside. Anderson strikes out the first baseman, and there are 2 away. 2 up, 2 down for Anderson. Noah Mendlinger, the batter. 8-4 Rough Riders, top of the sixth inning. Joe Barlow, John King, Will Smith pitching scoreless baseball out of the bullpen for the Rangers. And the Yankees on the other side. The pitch is inside, and it hits Mendlinger. A hit by pitch puts him at first base with 2 outs, and Irving Lopez stands in. It was a breaking ball. On the other side, the Yankees used 6 pitchers. Irving Lopez is 0-2 today. 8-4 Rough Riders, top of the sixth inning. Clark Schmidt got the start in that one for the Yankees. Checking on Mendlinger just to make sure he's okay. Walking around a little bit at first. Looks like he's going to be good to go. Pull side shift on the infield for the Rough Riders for the left-handed batter. Pitch home. Inside. It's 1-0. So good for the Rangers picking up the victory. Anderson trying to continue a trend for the Rough Riders bullpen. 1-0 pitch. Over for a strike. 1-1. That being scoreless baseball. Rough Riders haven't allowed a run out of their bullpen since Tristan Pauly surrendered a run in the third inning of game 2 of this series. The 1-1. Chopper up the first baseline to Brad Miller, but foul, and it's 1-2. A 6 1/3 out of the bullpen scoreless yesterday. And then the last 6 were scoreless out of the bullpen the day before. Good stuff from the Riders' pen. 1-2. One off the hands and foul out of play left side. Still one ball and two strikes. Rough Riders bullpen overall in the month of June has a sub-4 ERA. They've been really the strong point of this Rough Riders team. Unfortunately, it's been the inconsistency in the starters that have been a little bit tough for the Rough Riders, and that's because they've been so many moving parts. The 1-2. Swinging a line drive to left center field. That drops in for a base hit. Zavala up with it. The runner, Mendlinger, around second on his way to third. And he pulls in there. So a base hit puts runners on the corners with two outs. And Jacob Buschberger stands in. 8-4 Rough Riders, top half of the sixth there. Noah Bremer pitched better than his four runs allowed over his 2 1/3 today in his start. Third inning got away from him a little bit in his first start off Tommy John. Buschberger, right-handed batter. Anderson's pick. Breaking ball, outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. This is the matchup that Anderson would much prefer, the right-handed batter as opposed to the left-handed hitting Lopez, who singled off of him. As a right-handed sidearm thrower, much better matchup for him. He slings in the 0-1. Low. Gets off Hicks's glove, but he's able to pounce on it. Anderson's been good for the Rough Riders coming out of the bullpen and making his eighth appearance on the season. A 1.74 earned run average for him. He's given up his fair share of base runners on walks this year, but opponents are just hitting 171 against him on the season. He offers in the 1-1. Check swing, strike in the outside corner. A slider, and it's 1-2, and what he's really working on is a more sweeping slider. He only started throwing sidearm this offseason. He was over the top in the Phillies organization and all throughout college. The 1-2. Low off the outside corner, and it's two balls and two strikes. And you wouldn't really know that by watching him this year because, one, he's been very effective, and two, he looks exactly like his twin brother up there on the mound. Anderson, I keep on saying Anderson, and being Grant Anderson, who's his twin brother, has been throwing sidearm since college. Stretching the 2-2. Low off the outside corner, gets all the way back to the backstop. Mendlinger in to score from third, and it's now 8-5. That snaps the scoreless streak for the Rough Riders bullpen, and it makes it a three-run game now. The wild pitch moves Lopez to second base. Three balls and two strikes on Buschberger. So a two-out hit by pitch comes back to bite Anderson. Aiden steps out. Wants a redo of the signs from his catcher, Hicks. Three balls and two strikes on Buschberger. Slightly open stance, right side. Anderson readies. And the payoff pitch on the way. Slider hit hard to short right at Acuna. He makes the catch. And the side comes to a close in the sixth inning. One run across on a hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. Rough Riders lead 8-5 to the home half of the sixth. After this, on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
First pitch to Luis Angel Acuña is swung on and missed in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's 0-1, 8-5. Rough Riders lead it. Acuña with a single in the fourth inning, a sac fly in the third. The pitch, breaking ball cut on and missed again, and it's 0-2. Rough Riders with 8 runs on 7 hits, no errors. Springfield, 5 runs on 5 hits and 1 error defensively. Comar back into his wind in the 0-2. Acuña watches strike 3 called right down the middle, and he's the first out of the sixth. Brad Miller steps in. He's walked and picked up an RBI with a sacrifice fly tonight. Frisco out in front. First pitch. Breaking ball at the bottom of the zone for a strike, 0-1. Miller probably with the Rough Riders through the end of the week. The 0-1 shivers outside. It's one ball and one strike. Guy who rehabbed here last year as well. 1-1 pitch. Swinging a roller out towards second. Dunn tries to backhand. It's out of his reach. Into right center, a base hit. And Brad Miller has his first hit of his rehab stint. Singles into right field, and Thomas Sejacy bats. Brad Miller has done such a wonderful job, and a guy who is a wonderful clubhouse guy. During spring training, they did some superlatives and kind of behind-the-scenes videos within the Rangers clubhouse. Stretch in the pitch. Sejacy swings and misses out of his shoes on a 77-mile-an-hour breaking ball down the middle, and he smiles back to the dugout on that big rip and a miss. And a lot of guys said that Brad Miller was the funniest guy in the clubhouse. And a lot of guys love him, and there's a reason why he's been around for 11 years in the big leagues. The 0-1. Swinging a foul back into Paez's glove, and it's 0-2. But he really fills a lot of those spots defensively as well. But we look at the big league roster right now for the Rangers, and you have both Ezekiel Duran and Josh Smith who kind of play that utility role for Texas. So it's kind of a question of who's going to go when Brad Miller is ready to come off this rehab stint. The 0-2. Line foul into the seats right side. Watch out. It's still 0-2. I think was screaming towards the stands. Not a lot of empty seats for that thing to fall harmlessly into tonight. Runner at first, one out, 8-5 Rough Riders. Home half of the sixth. 0-2 offering. So JC spanks it foul right side. Still 0-2. Action out of the Springfield bullpen. It's Logan Sawyer who's getting loose. Comar working on 41 pitches. Right-hander readies and brings in the 0-2. Chopper foul left side. Still no balls, two strikes. A 10-inch just came through for tonight. Talking about how good the crowd is. 7,879. Great crowd here in Frisco tonight. Stretch in the 0-2 on the way. So JC fouls it back. Still 0-2. Aaron Zavala stands on deck for the Rough Riders. Miller has his lead from first. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fouled it back into the glove of the catcher, Paez. Comar has his second strikeout. Two away for Aaron Zavala. Zavala, an RBI single in the third. He's 1-for-3. 8-5 Rough Riders, bottom half of the sixth inning. Initial pitch. Low, the breaking ball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders scoring the 8 runs tonight. And great to see on the offensive side with his output. The 1-0. Zavala cracks it foul left side. One ball and one strike. Rough Riders put up 7 runs in the opener of this series. But they have only put up double-digit runs one time this month. That was on June 15th last week. The pitch is at the bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's 1-2. And so trying to climb up to that double-digit mark for just the second time since May 26th at Arkansas when they put up 10 runs. They haven't scored more than 10 runs in a game since May 2nd at Midland when they put up 11. Komar Pierce in for his sign. He's got it. And the right-hander is 1-2 on the way to Zavala. After a long hold, he brings it. Low and outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rough Riders, their 8 runs on 8 hits. No hits in the first 2 innings, and they've had at least 1 hit ever since. In every frame, with 3 in the 3rd, 3 in the 4th, 1 in the 5th, and 1 in the 6th inning. That's where we are now, the 2-2. Breaking ball slips outside. It's 3 balls and 2 strikes. The 3-2 with 2 outs. Redmond backs off of Miller at first base. He'll be off on this pitch. Komar brings it home. Breaking ball low for ball 4. And Zavala works the walk. 2 aboard with 2 out for the Rough Riders. Kellen Strom hits. Jose LaHare, the manager of the top step of the dugout for Springfield. And we'll see if this is it for Brandon Komar, if he'll be able to face Kellen Strom. Looks like LaHare will leave him in. Komar ready from the stretch. He delivers. Breaking ball low and away, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Strom 0 for 3 today. Needs a hit to extend his hitting streak to 13 games. His current 12-game hitting streak is the longest on the season for the Rough Riders, but Thomas Sajacy just singled earlier today to extend his hitting streak also to 12 games. The 1-0. Swinging a chopper at third base side. It rolls foul, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. So with Sajacy hot on his tail, Strom looking to extend that hitting streak. Doing it here would not only possibly score a run with Miller at second, this will be the Rough Riders' 5th hit in 8 tries with runners in scoring position tonight. Opposite field, defensively in the outfield. The pitch is sent high in the air to center and shallow. Justin Turner coming in, he's under it, and the center fielder makes the grab to retire the side in the 6th. For the Rough Riders, no runs on a hit, no errors, and 2 left on base. Into the top of the 7th inning next, it's Frisco 8, Springfield 5. Josh Warden on the play-by-play next on the Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community. Rowdy.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Aiden Anderson returns to the slab for the Frisco Rough Riders as we make our way to the seventh inning at Riders Field. It's an 8-5 lead for the Rough Riders. Wade Stouts to the plate for the Springfield Cardinals to face the right-hander Anderson. And his first pitch of the seventh inning is outside for ball one. Through six innings from Riders Field, the Cardinals with five runs on five hits and one error, and the Rough Riders totaling eight runs on eight hits and no errors. A 1-0 pitch. It tails outside on a fastball, and it's ball two. First game of the series for Wade Stouts, 24-year-old out of Wildwood, Missouri, and for Southeast Missouri State. A 2-0 pitch to Stouts, swung on and missed. Another fastball that was off the plate, and strike one. Stouts spent 4 years with the Red Hawks at the D1 level in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. 2-1 pitch to the DH. A slider hits the back door, strike two. That's a career 227 hitter at the college level. As a catcher and DHing today for Springfield. Here's the 2-2. It is inside, hit him on the leg. A pitch that ran in from Aiden Anderson and caught him on the right leg of Wade Stouts. And he is awarded first base on a hit-by-pitch.
It's the second hit-by-pitch for Anderson tonight. I believe both have been on that sweeping slider that he's still trying to work on that command. So, not an excuse by any means, but you understand it.
81 miles an hour. I think it hit him right in the kneecap, which is the most painful part.
Ouch.
First pitch to Justin Turner. He swung on a liner toward short. It rolls into the glove of Acuna. Steps on the bag himself. Slings it to first and completes the double play. One pitch after the hit batter. Aiden Anderson clears the bases with a 6-3 twin killing. And there are two down. Anderson still looking for that kind of two-strike pitch or something to complement his arsenal with that sweeper, like you mentioned. It's still getting the handle on it. Hit a batter, but then it's the ground ball double play. First pitch to Gamboa is inside and low. Arquimedes Gamboa, the leadoff man. His fourth plate appearance of the day for the Cardinals. Has a two RBI single. He's 1-for-3. Frisco had gone two straight games coming into tonight with just two runs on the day. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Gamboa slices it foul into the seats, third base side. Two straight games, the Rough Riders had an extra base hit in the first inning and did not score in that first inning. That includes an Evan Carter triple on Wednesday and yet posted a zero. The 1-1 to Gamboa, two-seam fastball outside, and it's ball two. Today, the Rough Riders scored four runs in the third inning. Didn't need an extra base hit to do so. They put up four runs. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Ground ball right behind home plate. Strike two on Arquimedes Gamboa. The Rough Riders had their share of extra base hits the next inning. A double and a triple back-to-back for Liam Hicks and Jax Biggers. Plus a single. A home run shy of the cycle in that inning for the Rough Riders as a team. Put up four more runs. The 2-2 pitch. Gamboa takes a slider down. And now a full count to the leadoff man. Two down, nobody on. Top of the order man, Arquimedes Gamboa at the plate. The 3-2 pitch. Swung on and a high fly ball to right field. Hover running over, still speeding towards the gap. Reaches out, and he made the grab. Good run from Trevor Hover to get there and close space in the right center alley. He makes a running snag to end the frame. Facing the minimum, Aiden Anderson puts up a zero in the seventh inning. How about some stretching? Bottom of the seventh coming up after this. Frisco leads it by a score of 8-5. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts. Plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member today.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Three-run lead for the host Frisco Rough Riders in the bottom of the seventh inning. Trevor Hover will face new pitcher Logan Sawyer. 8-5 the advantage for the Rough Riders, trying to add on to that lead. And the home half of the seventh. The first pitch from Logan Sawyer tonight is on the outside edge for a strike. A fastball at 94. Native of Knoxville, Tennessee. 29th pick 9 years ago. Lincoln Memorial University in Tennessee. The 0-1 pitch to Hover is above the belt, actually just caught the top of the zone, and strike two. Formerly in the Rockies organization, spent some years in the Independent League, and now with the Springfield Cardinals and the St. Louis Cardinals organization. ERA of 7.77 on the season, his lucky number. 22nd appearance on the year. The 0-2. Swung on and missed on an off-speed, darting below the zone. And a three-pitch strikeout to begin Logan Sawyer's appearance. He's taking over for Brandon Komar, who did not allow a run out of the bullpen in 2 2/3 innings. But the two guys before him did. Edgar Escobar, 4 runs in his start allowed for the Cardinals, and Noah Trondulik-Iverson, 3 earned out of the bullpen. Rough Riders hitting them around a little bit. There's Liam Hicks, first pitch, a swing and a miss. On a changeup and strike one. 8-5 Rough Riders in the bottom of the seventh inning. It's Hicks and then Biggers, the scheduled batters in the seventh inning. Here one offering to Liam Hicks, just off the outside edge, and ball one on a 95 mile an hour heater. Outfield playing fairly deep, especially in right field. Liam Hicks does have a double today, not to the pull side, which would be to right. Slashed it down the left field line, just fair. The next pitch is fouled into the glove, held onto by Páez for strike two. One ball and two strikes to Liam Hicks. He is 1-for-2 today with that double. He later scored and then added a walk the next inning. 1-2 pitch to Liam Hicks. A swinging ground ball right back to the mound, fielded by Logan Sawyer. He has plenty of time to throw to first. He does so accurately. And a 1-3 put out of Liam Hicks. There are two outs, and Jax Biggers is the batter. Closing up shop in the first half here in 2023. One team wins a playoff berth in the first half. One team does it in the second half. First half concludes Sunday. Frisco no longer in contention for the first half title out of the Southern Division. First pitch to Biggers, high and away in ball one. It is worth noting, though, that the last time that the Frisco Rough Riders won the Texas League title, which was just last year, Frisco did not win in the first half and season in 2022. The 1-0 pitch to Biggers is a strike. Rough Riders went 74-63 last season. In the regular season, they won the second half, going 8 games over .500, 38-30. 1-1 pitch to Biggers. Breaking ball high and a splitter. 2-1 the count. Surprising to see Logan Sawyer throw that splitter high. It's been working well, throwing it at the knees or just below. He tries to elevate the off-speed. Doesn't get close to the zone. Two balls and a strike to Jax Biggers. Here's the offering. A check swing. Did he go around on the splitter? No. Biggers held back. Ball three. And it's 3-1. Two outs. Base is empty. The Rough Riders up by three. In the seventh inning. Logan Sawyer comes set for the 3-1 pitch. He fires home. A fastball foul back. Full count now to the third baseman, Biggers. Frisco winning the second half last year to get themselves a ticket to the postseason. And they made the most of it. Never did lose a game in the playoffs. Swept San Antonio and swept Wichita, claiming the Texas League title for the second time in franchise history. A 3-2 pitch to Biggers is swung on, a grounder rolling into the glove of the second baseman Dunn. And he throws to first to put away Biggers. And the side concludes on a 4-3 ground out. Logan Sawyer goes 1-2-3 in the seventh inning. We've got two innings left here in Frisco. The Rough Riders have an 8-5 advantage over the Cardinals right here in the Riders Baseball Network.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For 3 games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Hey guys, this is Tristan Pauly. You're listening in to the Riders Baseball Network. Thanks for tuning in.
Well, new pitcher into the ballgame for the Frisco Rough Riders. Michael Brewer comes in. And the newest member of this bullpen to come out for the Rough Riders today. It's been a pretty good performance for Frisco relievers today. Just one run allowed. Long work after Noah Bremer, his first appearance off of TJ, just a short start. Now it's 8-5 Frisco, top of the eighth inning. Nick Dunn, the batter. First pitch to him, just misses the outside at 94 miles an hour from Michael Brewer. Aiden Anderson went 2 innings, 1 run allowed on 1 hit. Grant Wolfram, 2 2/3 innings, 1 hit, no runs. 1-0 pitch to Nick Dunn, down and in, and ball two. 8-5 Frisco, top of the eighth. The Rough Riders switching around the starting pitching rotation, as is expected in the minor leagues. You got players coming in and out, guys get injured, just players shift around. That's nothing new. The 2-0 pitch is sliced foul behind home. One of the biggest reasons, Owen White called up to AAA. There's a good reason. You hope it's not injuries that cause it. Pretty much every minor league team has to deal with that. But the good reasons to have to change your starting rotation, see a guy called up to the next level. 2-1 to Dunn. A ground ball first base side snared by Brad Miller. He holds it out in his glove after catching the ground ball, runs it to the bag, and puts away Nick Dunn. One out in the eighth inning. Pedro Páez the batter, with Frisco leading by 3 in the eighth. And the base is empty. Well, Owen White, who already made his major league debut, getting called up straight from the double-A level, now goes to the triple-A level to make his Round Rock Express debut today. Just finished out his evening in good fashion tonight. First pitch to Páez is over the plate. And strike one. Owen White, who spent all of this year at the Double A level until recently. Goes five innings tonight with the Round Rock Express. Just one hit allowed and two runs. Good job, Owen. The 0-1 swung on foul, wide of third base, and strike two.
Pretty wild last week for him.
Yeah, pitching at three different levels over the recent history.
He drives out to Northwest Arkansas on Monday, then has to drive back on Tuesday for his Major League debut to Arlington. Gets there at 5:07 into the ballpark. Makes his debut under 2 hours later. And then back out to Northwest Arkansas and then down to Austin to Round Rock.
The 0-2 to Páez is low. Ball one. A lot of guys, you know, have their pregame routine and what they do all morning and afternoon. And when you drive in at 5:07, good luck with that routine. But good ball players can get ready mentally. There's the 1-2 to Páez, low and away. Two balls, two strikes from Michael Brewer.
And that day was just crazy for Owen White. He was told at 12:30 in the morning that he was going to be making his Major League debut. They said, don't worry, we'll get you a flight. Well, they couldn't pick up a flight. They couldn't figure it out to get him to Arlington.
Michael Brewer readies for the 2-2 to Páez, and the righty comes home. Fastball hacked foul over the first base side into the crowd.
So eventually, just before noon, he decided, I'm just going to hop in the car and start driving. Got to get to Arlington somehow. That's what he did. Got in at just after 5 o'clock. Changed in the laundry room just outside the clubhouse before he walked in. Sat down with the pitching coach, Mike Maddox, and the catching coordinator to go over a game plan.
The 2-2 pitch hit the same way, fouled over the first base side.
So the game plan meeting was about 5 minutes. Went out and through, and then it was time for the baseball game.
And honestly, that might be best. You know, you got so many things going on in your head before your Major League debut. Maybe the best advice is go out and sling it. Do what you do best. And they're not going to know you as well, scouting report, so might as well go both ways.
Oh, yeah.
The 2-2 again. Páez takes a big hack, elevated fastball. Can't climb the ladder. Strike three, swinging. Michael Brewer puts him away. Two down here in the eighth inning with nobody on base. Chandler Redmond, the batter, with an 8-5 lead for the Frisco Roughriders in the eighth inning. Righty-lefty matchup with Redmond at the plate, a home run and two strikeouts today. The first offering, breaking ball right down the middle, a splitter, elevated, strike one. It's a long time, 5 hours to drive and just kind of stew about things right before your Major League debut as well. The 0-1 to Redmond, a late hack and a fastball in strike two.
Not only that, he didn't eat anything on the drive. He didn't stop because he just got right in his car, and then he didn't eat anything before the game.
No bathroom breaks, 5 hours in the car, and just had to speed through. I respect it.
He said he rolled through.
The 0-2, a big hack again, a big miss again. Back-to-back K's for Michael Brewer. And he goes 1-2-3 in the eighth inning, stifling the Springfield hitters. And the Rough Riders maintain an 8-5 advantage into the bottom of the eighth inning. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Fifth time through the order for the Frisco Rough Riders hitters. In the eighth inning, Evan Carter starts things off for Frisco against Logan Sawyer, the reliever for the Springfield Cardinals. Sorry, new pitcher in for the Cardinals. Jack Ralston is injured. Thank you, Zach. It's an 8-5 Frisco lead into the eighth inning. Carter steps in from the left side. And the right-hander, Jack Ralston, into his wind. High kick and a fastball rifled to center field. Hard hit, but playable for Justin Turner. He backpedals a couple steps, and he puts it away. One out in the eighth. Luis Angel Acuna is the batter. 8-5 Frisco, trailing this game 4-0 early, but scored 8 unanswered and stays in front 8-5. UCLA product Jack Ralston on the mound out of Panorama City, California, 7th round selection in 2019. An over the top delivery to Luis Angel Acuna is outside for ball one. Out of Santa Clarita, California, in SoCal, to Hart High School. And now in his fourth minor league season. He winds in the 1-0 to Acuna, swung on. Another fly ball to center field, also playable for Turner, this time into the left center gap. And once again, it nestles into his black glove, and there's two down. Brad Miller will step in for his fifth plate appearance, a single and a walk today, plus a sacrifice fly and a flyout.
Hart High School, a powerhouse
for
pitching in Southern California. Trevor Bauer went there, Mike Montgomery, Paul Richin. And Jim Ozello, the head coach down there, does a wonderful job.
First offering to Brad Miller. He's on the inside corner for his strike to the left-hand hitter. 0-1 from Jack Ralston to Brad Miller. Righty-lefty matchup with the first baseman at the plate. The one strike pitch is in the dirt. Ball one to Brad. Got his first hit of his rehab assignment in his most recent at bat. A hard hit single into right center field. He was 0-for-8 coming into today. Flew out on the first pitch he saw tonight, but then a walk, a sack fly, and then a single. He's been productive tonight. The 1-1 pitch to Brad Miller. Darts underneath the zone, and it's 2-1. Frisco leading by 3, looking for their first win of this series. Yesterday, Springfield got its 100th win against Frisco all time in the history between these two clubs. Frisco still leads it. Here's the 2-1 to Miller. A fly ball to left field, playable for Lopez. He stays put, puts the black glove up above his head, makes the grab. And 3 flyouts this inning. And it's 1-2-3 for Jack Ralston. The eighth inning is complete. We head on to the ninth. Frisco 8 and the Springfield Cardinals 5. Zach Bigley brings us home on the call on the other side of this break on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
Michael Brewer back on the hill as we go to the top of the ninth inning. Rough Riders trying to snap their three-game skid with a win. They lead 8-5. Six-out save opportunity for Brewer. He goes to work against Noah Mendlinger. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower in the first toss. High and inside, it's one ball and no strikes. 0-2 day for Mendlinger. He was hit by a pitch and scored a run back in the sixth inning. Rough Riders trailed 4-0 at one point in this game. The 1-0. Just high, and it's two balls and no strikes. That was going into the bottom half of the third. They were down 4-0. They scored four runs in that inning to tie it. And then four more in the bottom half of the fourth inning to take the lead. 2-0 pitch. Just high again. 93-mile-an-hour heater, and it's three balls and no strikes. And time called as a ball got loose on the berm out at left center field, and Kellen Strom runs out, grabs it, and tosses it into the swarm of children on the berm.
How many times has that happened this season? A ball into the outfield.
Oh, man, a lot. Usually more on Sundays than any other day. The 3-0. Just low of the zone, and it's ball four. A four-pitch free pass to Mendlinger to lead off the ninth. And Irving Lopez steps in. Riders lead by three.
I'm going to estimate like 25 times this season, maybe. Yeah. I'm surprised it's never happened during a play. I mean, maybe there's
It probably has. Yeah.
But it's never affected a play.
Yeah.
Which is good.
I remember, I think it was 2021. They introduced on that version of Rowdy at the River in 2021. The pick misses high. And it's one ball, no strikes. They thought it'd be fun to introduce beach balls out there.
That's a recipe for
disaster.
And
that lasted about two innings. After three beach balls had gotten on the field already.
No.
They decided it was probably a better idea to take them away. Irving Lopez 1-for-3 today. One ball, no strikes on him here in the ninth inning. A quick chat for Liam Hicks to go out and talk with Brewer and calm him down a little bit. Brewer, the fourth pitcher used by Frisco tonight. He brings in the 1-0. Lopez watches on the outside corner a strike, and it's 1-1. Noah Bremer started, then Grant Wolfram, Aiden Anderson, and now Brewer. Pull side shift on the infield, the 1-1. Misses low, back pick down to first, not in time. Two balls and one strike. Great crowd of 7,879 sticking around for postgame fireworks presented by True Moo. Brewer readies, and he fires in. Ground ball to the left side. Biggers fields, spins, throws on his second for one, on to first. Got him for a double play. Oh, goodness. What a play from Jax Biggers. The Rough Riders' third baseman playing in the shift for the shortstop should be fielded, pirouetted, threw on to second where Acuna had it and unleashed a cannon shot to first base to turn the double play, and there are two outs in the ninth inning. Wow. A 5-6-3 double play, and Jacob Buschberger stands in. Brewer from the stretch, the pitch. Over the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. A little razzle-dazzle. And good footwork from Jax Biggers. Buschberger, the final opportunity for the Cardinals. The offering, a weak wave and a miss for strike two, and the Rough Riders are one strike away from a victory. Nearly 8,000 their feet. Eight-5 Rough Riders leading. 0-2 on Buschberger. Brewer readies, fires low with a fastball, and it's one ball and two strikes. They're ready again with the infield bat. And the 1-2. Breaking ball popped up into shallow center. Kellen Strom is there, now into a back pedal. He's got it. Riders win. Frisco wins it 8-5, and they snap their three-game skid. What a victory for the Rough Riders. Four runs in the third, four runs in the fourth. That's all they needed tonight. Strong pitching out of the Rough Riders bullpen, allowing just one run over their 6 2/3 innings. And the Rough Riders win by a final score of 8-5. Josh Warden has your post-game coverage when we return. Riders win it on this Friday night on Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Well, the win feels good for the Frisco Rough Riders after losing the first three games of this series, but tonight was different. Didn't look like that at first as the Rough Riders got down 4-0 in this ball game, and things were trending somewhat in the same direction as the first three games. And the Rough Riders did well to turn around that script and ultimately claim victory tonight by a final score of 8-5. It was the third and fourth innings that made the difference for the Rough Riders. They came back to tie all in one inning. Four runs in the third, started by a Trevor Hover walk, followed by a Jax Biggers walk, and Evan Carter singled. Luis Angel Acuna got a sacrifice fly, and it seemed like, okay, there's two runs. Cut the lead in half. That's pretty good. Just a runner at first and two down at that point. But then Brad Miller added on a walk. Thomas Ajayi singled. Aaron Zavala singled. A pair of two-out RBI base hits. And that was the four-run inning, and the Rough Riders were not done. They came back in the fourth inning. Four more runs on the board. Trevor Hover once again led off with a walk. And everything just repeated itself. Not exactly identical, but four runs in the inning, both started by Trevor Hover walks. Liam Hicks had a double. Jax Biggers tripled. Evan Carter a sacrifice fly. Acuna with a single. Brad Miller a sacrifice fly. And the Rough Riders never did trail again from that point on. Only one more run was scored by either team after the fourth inning. And Frisco wins it 8-5 tonight to get their first win of the series and improve to 29-37. That does assure that the Rough Riders will have the all-time series lead between themselves and the Cardinals. It was 102-100 was the all-time record between these two clubs. Now it's 103-100 after tonight's action, and only two more games remaining on the week between Frisco and Springfield, and they will not play again the entire rest of the season. So the series rivalry all time between these two clubs will still be in the favor of Frisco no matter what happens tomorrow and Sunday. We'll play again tomorrow at 7:05 to come down the home stretch, and 6:05 on Sunday. Good pitching today for the Frisco Rough Riders. Grant Wolfram gets the victory. He's 3-0 Now a 1.59 earned run average. He's done well at the AA level, and even though his AAA stint that just concluded did not go great in terms of his numbers, but he comes back to AA, shows the stuff that he has, and he goes 2 2/3 innings today without a run allowed. The loss put upon Noah Trojulic Iverson, who came out of the bullpen and allowed 3 runs in this ballgame, earned, and 4 hits, only getting 2 outs. And the save in this ballgame is credited for the Rough Riders' final reliever in this ballgame, Michael Brewer, who went 2 innings without a hit or a run. Aiden Anderson also had 2 innings out of the pen, allowing 1 hit and 1 run. Noah Bremer got the start, allowed 4 earned in 2 1/3 innings and gets a no decision. Good offense as well for the Rough Riders, with 8 hits in the ballgame by 8 different players. 8 out of the 9 starters with a base hit. Only Kellen Strom was hitless, and even he did not strike out, and also laced a ball at 101 miles an hour, but it was caught by the shortstop. He goes 0 for 4, but everyone else has 1 hit on the ballgame. And also 7 different players with an RBI as well in this ballgame. And there were also 7 walks in this contest as well. Frisco wins it 8-5. And we head down the home stretch of this series tomorrow at 7:05. A quick look at the Texas League before we sign off. The San Antonio Missions leading Midland 4-3 in the 9th inning. Northwest Arkansas ahead of Tulsa beats Tulsa back 5-4. Arkansas defeats Wichita 5-2. And Corpus Christi leading Amarillo 9-8 in the bottom of the 8th inning. Texas Rangers in today's action defeat the New York Yankees at Yankee Stadium 4-2 in the Bronx. Texas closing in on its 50th win of the season, 47-28 on the year. They defeat the Yankees tonight. Well, that'll do it for us here tonight from Riders Field. Frisco wins it 8-5 at home and has a chance to still even up this series. They have to win 2 more to close out the series, but it's possible. 2 more games remain. 7:05 tomorrow and a 6:50 pregame right here from Riders Field. Well, for the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden signing off on this Friday evening. The Rough Riders win it 8-5 over Springfield. Talk to you tomorrow at 7:05. Until then, so long, everybody, and go Rough Riders.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!